visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
I'm Layla. The All-Star break certainly didn't shake the stars next on the ticket ticker.
Call the good folks at B&F Billiard and let them take care of you. They offer great customer service at great prices. It's the only billiard company you need to remember. But it's not just pool tables. B&F Billiard has pool table accessories, air hockey, shuffleboard, you name it, and B&F Billiard's got it. Call B&F Billiard at 817-838-6744. That's 817-838-6744. Attention P1's headed to ticket stock. Make sure to look for Cowboys legends Cliff Harris and Charlie Waters in the B&F Billiard Room at Ticket Stock. They'll have a pool table set up. If you sink the 8-ball in the break, you'll win a free autographed copy of Cliff Harris and Charlie Waters' new book, Tales from the Dallas Cowboys. That's the B&F Billiard Room at Ticket Stock, this Saturday and Sunday, starting at noon.
Want to save thousands of dollars? Just maximize your media player and click on the Quail Springs Ranch logo sometime in the next 60 seconds. Because if you're looking for the perfect place to build a home, the perfect place to live, then you need to know all about Quail Springs Ranch. It's a former game reserve filled with lush meadows, sparkling ponds, and towering oaks. And it's the perfect place to build your next home. If you move quickly, you can save thousands during the pre-development sale at Quail Springs Ranch. You don't have to buy in the next 60 seconds. Just click on the logo, log on to quailspringsranch.com, or call 866-710-9378 to find out more. Quail Springs Ranch has 2 to 5 acre home sites available for just $29.99, and it's only minutes from Fort Worth or Weatherford. Imagine looking out a window and seeing the rolling horse country of Parker County, instead of looking out that window and seeing your neighbor's house or the office building next door. Move quick and you can save thousands of dollars in pre-development savings. Just click on the Quail Springs Ranch logo or call 866-710-9378.
The Ticket. Ticket Ticker.
The Stars are 10-3-2 in their last 15 games. Texas Health Savings Accounts.com and American Broadcasting School bringing the ticker. Stars drill the Avs 5-1. Three goals, hat trick, were courtesy of Jason Arde, but he was happier about the victory.
Yeah, it is. It's frustrating. You know, you can't play every game like that. You're not going to score, outscore, especially that team, allow one goal. You know, they had an off night tonight, and we played pretty good, and you know, you're going to have games like that.
The Mavs play host to the Rockets at 7:30. Rockets have the second-best scoring defense in the NBA, led by Yao Ming. Dirk says you have to look out for the Ming dynasty.
I think he really made great progress from last year. He can really score on anyone down there, and, you know, we got to do a good job on us. Our centers have to do a good job on him and take the easy dunks away and stuff like that, and just make him shoot contested jumpers.
Dave is at home at the AAC. University of Colorado has hired Brian Cabral as their interim head football coach. He takes over for Gary Barnett, who is on paid leave. CU is amidst a sex scandal involving the recent accusations of 7 women who have accused football players or recruits of rape since 1997. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Wouldn't it be cool to be George Washington so you could use a dollar bill as a photo ID?
9:52 on The Ticket. Thanks for listening to the T-Box once again this week. I think next week we're going to have a gentleman on that literally changed the face of golf. Everybody thinks about inventing something and thinking you're going to be rich beyond your wildest dreams and everybody needs it and you pretty much invent a brand name. This guy did. In the world of golf.
Really?
We'll talk to him next week. But I want to thank J.C. Anderson for popping in this week. Appreciate it.
Rick, it's been great.
Hackberry Creek, if you ever need any lessons, go to Hackberry and ask
for
J.C. Anderson.
There you go.
Because he is a director of instruction.
What does that mean?
You better call him and find out. Is there a number you want to give out or anything or website?
Call Hackberry Creek.
Call Hackberry Creek and ask for J.C. You don't have a... any dots in your JC? It's just
right.
JC. Why is that?
Well, it doesn't stand for anything. It's not like James.
It's not an abbreviation?
No, no.
It's not initials?
Mm-mm.
Just JC, JC?
JC, yeah.
Are you part of a lineage?
No, it's like that Johnny Cash boy named Sue.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm not going to name any kids JC, but it's a little different because I'm a little different, I guess.
Gotcha. I want to thank Todd Hamilton from the PGA Tour for popping on, setting us straight on why he put an ad in the paper for a caddy. So we got that straightened out. And I want to thank Jason and MR and lovely Layla. And I think we head on out to Ticket Stock Central.
They were good.
At a Plano Convention Center, Spring Creek Parkway.
Hi, Rick.
He didn't sound like Teddy at all.
Hi, Rick.
As Jenick Davey is bashing Reiner over something.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
How's it going out there? Busy already?
I don't think it's open yet.
There's a big line waiting to get in. They're about to open the doors.
Is there some athlete here? Is that why there's a line?
Or who's today, Kat?
Or is it for me?
Isn't Jim McMahon today?
No, Jim McMahon's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Who's today?
Josh Howard, maybe?
Antonio Bryant.
Ah. He's still with
Danny
the Cowboys?
Campbell.
Cowboy line.
Brendan Morrow will be here today.
Very nice.
Brendan Morrow should bring his wife.
There's a tough guy.
I'm interested in.
Yeah, she's nice.
Hey, JC.
Yeah.
Three, check. Oh.
Talk
wow,
to me.
Guys are loud.
How's it going?
Yeah, not bad. Consider him sitting here with Rick.
Why are we having, are Dan Campbell's on?
Yeah.
Isn't he the high school football preview guy?
No, that's
Dave Campbell.
That's Glenn Campbell.
Yeah.
So, how was last night?
It was great. Where were you?
Haywall.
No kidding.
Yeah. By the place.
Good for us now?
You know, it was an odd night. The place was packed in here.
Always is on Friday.
A huge crowd.
Right.
And the band was about as good as it's ever been, I guess.
Thank you.
We had a nice set.
Uh-huh. What'd you sing, Davey?
With all the people who showed up to see us perform.
I sang Relax, by the way.
Oh, okay, good.
None of them enjoyed it, I don't think.
Well,
not until Grego got up there and sang.
That was
anyone seem to have any interest.
That was the all-time Time Wasters event last night.
Thank you, David.
Literally?
Yes. It was at the very end of the show, right before, you know, the traditional closer of Sweet Hardline. Grego came out to, get everybody back on stage. And the band starts busting into various ZZ Top songs. And Gordo's goading Grego to start singing and coaching him on the words, and then Grego just takes off. He sang two ZZ Top songs.
Really?
Drunk? Oh,
yeah, Grego. We had a report that Grego had a few in it.
You well, know, that last there's no other way he would.
Last night we set a record for beer sales.
Wow.
Is that for the Plano Center in general? Oh, we set a Plano Center record.
For Texas?
Well, how often do they sell beer? Once a year?
Every ticket stop.
Okay.
How was the highly touted midget wrestling?
That might be the emergency break of the week next week.
Why? They only had one?
Well, they didn't so much have, generally when you think of wrestling, you think of like
midgets,
a script.
Right.
And you think of like a well choreographed show.
Uh huh.
Not so much?
No.
I think they came in and kicked their butt.
So they just arm wrestle or something, or what? What was the bit?
Yeah, no, they came up and they. I don't know. You know what they needed? They needed the Ron Jeremy guy to
the
do
big
more.
Wiener?
What?
What?
The MC.
The MC guy.
The big fat MC.
Yeah.
They needed him to do more commentary and be funny and get the crowd going and stuff. But
he was just being rah, rah.
Mm.
But he would only do it like every 5 minutes or so.
Yeah,
so it would just be dead time.
Total dead silence, no music, just crickets, and then,
midgets squealing.
Around.
No production value whatsoever. How was
the sick hamster?
Yeah.
How was the Torture King?
I think the Torture King is tomorrow.
Yeah, it's in Big Dick's Wild Ass Circus.
Ah.
I think, is it tomorrow?
I thought it was last night.
Torture King?
Oh.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Excellent.
Is Zamora a woman?
No. You're thinking of Diane Zamora.
Well, didn't Norm have
killed her?
Oh, yeah.
King love her.
Oh. What's that?
Didn't Norm have the Torture King on yesterday? Or?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's
Norm struggling these days.
Yeah, he is.
Norm's taking a page out of Big Dick's book.
Norm was letting listeners remove his spine, though, last night, which was awful nice of him.
He's reaching in the small of his back and pulling out his spine and holding it up.
Woo! Good visual. And what do you have planned for today?
Articulating, swinging back and forth.
What does the WANT have today?
We're going to send Davey out with a wireless mic.
Yes, that's a
ticket stock tradition.
Yes, it is. It's a staple.
Uh-huh. Okay, I think the only ticket stock tradition is on Saturday at ticket stock when you have a group of people looking at you with blank stares.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened last night, too.
Gosh, it's
really uncomfortable. You realize what a loser you are and how unfunny you actually are.
Yeah, you're thinking that people are enjoying it when you're on the air.
I thought I was funny, Corby. You think you're funny?
Absolutely.
Well, something. But seeing a person, you just see these Stepford listeners out there just staring at you. Nothing.
Just looking at you. We're up here laughing and high-fiving, and they're just looking at you.
Just crickets everywhere. Well, we hope to get more.
Yeah, David's got big... He's Santa nose.
Crying and punching his knee because he's just laughing so much.
Do you want to hear the hawk?
Yeah, can we hear the Corby bird?
The new one? No, the
I
new
like
one.
Corby dolphin.
That's me swimming up.
Do you know what it's called, Corby? In the Enco?
No, we can find it in the break, though. I know where it is in the Enco.
Corby bird of prey?
It's like... If you go to 74000,
wow.
You go up, it's somewhere in there.
What does that mean to the listener?
Nothing. I'm just telling you, that's where it is. I told you to do it in a break.
Interesting. All right, boys.
Well, Rick, are you coming out at all?
I don't know. I'm going to try to.
That's a
You're
no.
You're so AG.
Yeah, you know.
He's
not
avid golfer.
He's not ticket anymore.
I am
he's
ticket.
AG.
No, I am ticket.
He's AG.
You don't know.
Yeah, did y'all relaunch again this week?
That was last month.
There it is.
What?
Play it again?
Break that up.
What were you laughing at?
The full laugh is funnier because that's at the end of a giant laugh. I'm laughing...
That sounds computer generated.
I'm laughing at a Reiner screw-up that was just hilarious. I know we have that in there because it's right there, too. It's Reiner's senior moment. It's in the same area as that laugh.
All right, we're installing headphones on this gentleman right here.
Let's call him Smokey. He wants to remain anonymous.
Oh, you want to remain anonymous? Here, take
Grab
the
mic. Grab the mic.
Take
the
mic.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you on? Go ahead. Talk.
Speak to us.
All right. Well,
first of all, do you wish to remain anonymous?
I do.
All right, what is your name?
I'm Smokey. Come on now, Smokey.
Gosh. Wow. What part of the Andes is that bird hail from?
Turn up the station right now.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
That's a good Corb.
So you can look forward to that all day, Rick.
Maybe I'll have to stop on down there just if I can catch that bird of prey.
Okay, that's a good little... All right, thank you, Rick.
See you guys.
That's Rick Arnett from the recently relaunched Avid Golfer magazine.
Mm.
Make sure you check out their new look.
Find it on newsstands somewhere.
Yeah.
By the way, Jeanine Turner's on the cover this week.
Yeah, how'd you nail her?
I interviewed her.
Did you talk to her?
Yeah, I didn't.
That was your deal?
Yeah.
She's nice.
Oh, wow. Does she look cute?
She looks incredible.
Really? Is she married?
No.
But she's got the fun baby with Jerry Jr.
Oh. Let's dump
that.
She
has a child.
Let's dump that.
Why? That is public knowledge.
Not official.
Well, how do we know?
Well, let's just say.
I do.
You don't know nothing.
You are on such a limb right now.
What? Okay, fine.
Anyway, Davey, have you seen the cover?
I actually saw it at the office the other day.
You, of all people, she looks pretty good, huh?
Yeah, she does. How old is she?
She's 41.
Wow.
Was she married to Mark Drake?
No, she dated him.
Okay, she did date him.
She dated him, Baryshnikov, Sylvester Stallone.
At what? At the same time?
Let's see who else. I'm trying to think.
Baryshnikov?
Yeah, Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Stallone.
I don't know.
Peter.
Somebody else. I don't know. But she's fun, to say the least.
All right.
Did you get Flo while you were talking to her?
What's Flo?
Chubby?
No. No, it wasn't one of those
not
interviews.
Chubby.
Yeah.
Flo is a 28-day thing.
I write for a family magazine, so it was. I couched it as such. because it's AG, baby.
All right, Antonio Bryan is coming up next.
No, what? It's not going to
no.
be funny.
See you guys.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
This is The Ticket. KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTTK, Sherman-Denison. KTTK, Sanger.
I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to Ticket Stock 2004.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to Ticket Stock 2004.
With liberty and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket for All.
Amen.
Hummer Ticket Stock 2004. Today at the Plano Center. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless, Texas Tickets, and Sports Radio 1310. TheTicket.com.
Whoa, so that's what you look like in person. I mean, I've been sending you email for years, but now that I see you in person, well, it's clear from here your organ needs enlarging. Your breasts are too small. You need a lesbian lover. You need a trip to Tahiti. You need a diet pill as seen on Oprah. And you need some serious drugs, all of which I can send you offers for every day. What's wrong with you? You think you're perfect? You ain't perfect. In fact, if you got 25 letters from me today, tomorrow you're gonna get 50. You're in worse shape than I thought, pal. Don't be so fast with that delete button tomorrow.
Tired of deleting this guy's spam? Then click over to MyPrivacyPolicy.com. My Privacy Policy stops spam cold. It uses Vmail addresses, not your real email address, that you manage from your desktop. Demo it for 30 days. After that, it's only $39.95. See why My Privacy Policy has been recommended by Newsweek magazine and has been written up in the Dallas Morning News. My Privacy Policy. Click on the demo now. Your delete key will thank you.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Len Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
You're sitting in that chair in front of your computer. Imagine instead that you're sitting on the back of your bass boat on a private fishing lake, a stock fishing lake managed by Jimmy Houston. Sound good? Now imagine looking up from the lake and seeing your home, a home sitting on a one-acre lakefront home site. If you can picture yourself on that boat or in that home, click on the Mountain Lakes logo right now. You'll find out all about the award-winning community of Mountain Lakes, the two private lakes, the amazing views, and the hill country atmosphere just outside the Metroplex. New lakefront lots have just been released, and if you move fast, you can get a one-acre home site for just $39.9. All you need to do is click on the Mountain Lakes logo right now, or call 866-308-LAKE, or log on to mountainlakes.com. Think about living on a private lake stocked with fish and professionally managed by pro fisherman Jimmy Houston. Now stop thinking, click on the logo, and make those dreams a reality. Get a lakefront home site at Mountain Lakes and live like you're in the hill country, just outside of DFW. Mountain Lakes, just click on the logo, call 866-308-LAKE, or log on to mountainlakes.com. That's 866-308-LAKE, or log on to mountainlakes.com.
I'm Layla. The Stars roll to a win next on The Ticket Ticker.
They're mesquite smoked, boldly seasoned, tender, and double basted.
I got my baby back real.
Here's a little taste of something different.
Introducing Chili's Shanghai Boneless Wings. Toasted sesame seeds, ginger citrus glaze, creamy wasabi ranch dressing, and no bones. All these flavors come together to form a unique taste that could only come from one place. Chili's Shanghai Boneless Wings. Want more flavor?
I love Chili's.
If we've proven one thing, we've proven you can do this as good as we can. Welcome to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Stars start their longest home stretch of the year with a big win. The Texas Department of Transportation brings you the ticker. They drill the Avalanche 5-1. Pierre Turgeon had a goal in the game.
Right now we're getting in games with a lot of confidence, and we're playing well as a team, and obviously we're playing better right now, so it helps playing against Colorado.
Stars are unbeaten in 7 games at the AAC. Mavs won 5 straight games over the Rockets. The two teams play again. Tip-off is at 7:30. That game also in town at the American Airlines Center. And checking out the Nissan Open leaderboard, defending champion Mike Weir in the lead again, tied for first with Shigeki Maruyama. Both are at 12-under. 2-2-8 tie for third between Scott McCarron and Briny Baird. They are at 11-under. And in fifth, John Daly. He shot 7-under yesterday. He is at 10-under for the tournament. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Aleve Colden Sinus. Try non-drowsy Aleve Colden Sinus and get 12 hours of relief from your tough cold symptoms with just one pill, Aleve Colden Sinus. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant live from Ticket Stock 2004.
Listen to the crowd.
In
wow.
The year of our Lord.
Woo! Hey! Yeah, man.
I can see the entire Rant faithful has shown up today. And we're very appreciative of that.
Two, three,
don't point
seven,
it out to the listener at home, Dave.
Nine,
let
10,
only us
12,
experience our failure.
14, 16. 16 people.
Of course, it's good to see old number 7 back with us.
No, that famous Yankee 7.
Yep.
Or is that a mule from Grizzly
11,
Adams?
9. Number 7?
Remember Denver File? Wasn't that Grizzly Adams when he had the mule number 7?
Gus?
I don't know.
All right, well, screw me. All right, so we've got a lot of stuff planned for the show today. We, of course, have Davey's famous roving with the wireless microphone that we like to do here every year here at Ticket Stock.
It's a tradition. It happened once.
It's like Christmas.
It happened once like 5 years ago.
It's like Christmas, Dave.
No.
We have to do it.
People expect it. Look at these people out there. That's why they're here.
Look how expectant they are.
They're here to watch you walk up to them and ask funny questions.
See, this is what I don't understand, Dave. If you excel at something, why wouldn't you want to do it?
You know I don't excel at that, and you're setting me up to fail.
No, you excel at the wireless microphone.
I can't talk to humans in a non-on-air circumstance.
But you remember the classic hands on a hard body interviews?
Yeah, well, maybe we'll replay those later, and we'll just relish in their greatness.
Sure, no. You're going to be out there with the wireless microphone. Like I say, it's tradition. It's once a year. It's like Christmas. How else are you going to commemorate the birth of our Lord if you don't take out the wireless microphone?
Good point.
All right, so we've got that coming up. Also, Dave has an interesting tale of food poisoning last night.
Wow. No, not last night.
He's lucky
this
here.
Week. Yeah.
This week. You know, I've never gotten, I think I may have gotten the food poisoning once.
I was with you when you
got
it one time.
That was the only time I remember. And that's what food poisoning is. That's the worst thing ever.
Was it violent?
No, wait. Was that food poisoning or was that just general Mexico sickness?
I think it was food poisoning.
from those burgers we were eating?
Burgers, yeah, those burgers that weren't cooked according to U.S. health codes. But, so we got Davey's story of that. Corby got drunk last night and stayed out till 3. Maybe we'll talk about that.
So did everyone.
I didn't. I had to go home and lay down my prayer mat.
You took me home.
I didn't drink.
Whatever.
I'm proud of you, Davey, for not drinking. Stayed out till 3.
He didn't drink because he's been sick. But yet, he stayed out till 3.
Just hoping someone would talk to him.
Yeah. He had a wireless mic just sitting there.
That wasn't broadcasting to anything or transmitting.
It's a lot easier to talk to drunk people, especially drunk girls, when you're totally sober.
Well, where was your wife during all this?
She was at home asleep.
She's passed on.
Oh, no. David, I'm sorry to hear
about
that.
No, she was passed out. She had passed on.
Isn't it weird, though, watching the metamorphosis of the drunk human?
Yeah. Watching the entire bar. Watching the entire bar.
Turn into a roach.
Just get S-faced over the course of 3 hours.
Yeah, you're just kind
of
sitting there.
Yeah, it was weird. It was interesting.
Have you ever done that?
Not in a
long time.
And
you realize how stupid everyone looks.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's fun.
If it's not a reciprocal drunk going on, then, I mean,
you don't have any use for it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just...
I'm not saying that I would want to do it all the time, but it was a nice change of pace, that's all. I felt like I wasn't an alcoholic for once.
Oh, no, David.
Attaboy. Proud of you. Boy, everyone from the ticket was there last night.
And
you're talking about the Barley House after ticket stop.
Yeah. The Reiner's Band, Band Petty Theft play.
Man, everyone from the ticket was at ticket stop last night.
And we had a slew of P1s come out to see Petty Theft.
When I was at Barley House, it was packed, and there were a lot of P1s, like you said. And
lots of hot girls.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I think that's why I had to get out of there. I realized that nothing good could come from me sitting there drinking and looking at these women. And one in particular that was coming on to me, and I just had to get out of there.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
I think I was in the vicinity.
Virginity?
No, I was in your vicinity the entire time you were there, and I did not see a single female talk to you.
That's because you were there.
Yeah.
And you're forced
when you're around me.
I was cramping your style.
Yeah.
Your anti-girl force field keeps them away.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That is weird. You know, maybe that's what... It's kind of similar to what Moses had with the Red Sea.
Uh-huh.
You can just part a room.
Yeah. It was proven at the Old Crow, New Year's of, 98.
Yeah.
Craig Miller and I went there, and I demonstrated my force field powers.
He just went and stood somewhere, and all of a sudden there was this perimeter formed of,
within
13
like,
feet.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, within, 2 minutes, I had, a 3-foot perimeter.
That is so strange.
I know. People just are repulsed by it.
Yeah.
Also, we have the news of the day that we have to cover. Did you guys see the paper today?
Yeah, and I have some wild and wacky international news.
What the hell's going on?
Announcements in house. Oh, don't be distracted.
Hey,
be a professional.
Let me ask you this.
Barely.
Did some girl give me her phone number last night?
Yes.
Unprompted?
Yes. Well, I believe she was offering to give you a hookup. I don't know what that means exactly, Corby. Maybe you do.
I don't know. It was very odd.
So what was this? Some girl just walks up and hands you her phone number?
Yeah, and puts it in my hand and closes
the
hand.
Presses it into your hand and closes the hand lovingly?
Yeah.
She was giving you the black spot?
She was 19. And
19 clumps in shy.
And we had
London and died.
We had other reports that she lies about her age and that she's actually 17.
Oh my God!
That's a Barley
at
House?
A bar. That means I'm twice her age.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
So
Jim Rome.
So a friend of ours took the phone number out of Corby's hand and ripped it up and put it into an empty beer bottle.
I bet you it was a gag. I bet you if you would have called it, it would have been that rejection line thing. You ever heard about that?
Is there a real phone number set up like that?
Yeah, like in every major city, there's a rejection line, and if someone asks for your phone number, you don't want to give it to them, you give it to them this number.
And you call up, you have been rejected.
You've been given a fake phone number because the person wasn't interested in you and so on.
That's great.
That's a pretty good gag, yeah.
But I guess if you get it once, then the gig's kind of up.
You got the same number as the old Stacy does.
Hey, country guy.
That's ironic.
How's it ironic?
Huh?
All right, so we are here at Ticket Stock.
Good reset.
Thank you. It's 10:18 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Still 6 minutes to break.
Boy, it seems like the crowd is really filing in now.
Yeah, apparently we got the same crowd that came to the Time Wasters last night.
I think we're up into the 20s now.
There's a lot of people here, Dave. Here to
well,
watch
no, I'm
the
saying they are drinking beer.
It is.
Oh my God.
8 a.m.
No.
Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? Right. All right.
10:25.
Well, not everybody's drinking beer. Just those two guys.
I know. I'm not saying
those
everybody.
Three guys. Those three guys. Sorry, we got an MGD guy over there at the end. Did I mention that we set a beer sales record?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You want to guess how much beer we sold last night?
Did you get a number?
Yeah.
How much?
I got a dollar figure. I didn't get a, you know, beer count.
How much money did we make
for Miller Lite?
We didn't make it. I think it's all Plano Center, isn't it?
Like Plano deserves any money.
They're hurting. Plano's hurting.
A horse's ass town this is.
Oh, my gosh. Corby, they're our guests.
Well, not everyone's from there. They drove in.
Huh?
We're their guests.
Oh, what did I say? They're our guests?
Yeah.
Well, that's cocky.
How much?
You haven't even given a guess yet. We're playing a guessing game, and your guess is
how much? Just get up. Lay on me.
$10,000.
Wait, how much for beers?
Oh, what, $3?
How much are the beers?
$5.
$4? But they're the 16 ounces, right? Yeah. Not bad.
I'm guessing 10 grand.
1,000.
Probably low. I don't know.
Probably 6 grand.
20 grand. Is
what?
Wow.
20 grand?
We have some drinking P1s.
Wow. Maybe that's why no one was into the show last night. They were in a stupor.
20 grand?
Stand up straight?
Yes. 20 grand is what I heard.
Wow, that's unbelievable. It's more than I make in a year.
Okay. Hmm. All right, it's 10:20 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
You get time check every 2 minutes.
We're at Ticket Stock, and we got a lot planned for today. I don't know if you guys realize that.
What?
You said that just a couple minutes ago.
We've got Antonio Bryant. He's signing autographs right now, as a matter of fact.
Hey, by the way.
Is he signing right now?
Yes, he is.
By the way.
Holy hell.
I don't say that. Because it's not holy.
What do you guys think of the new uniforms from the Ticket Chicks?
Which ones are they?
Well, they have multiple ones. They have the yellow tops. I've seen like the sleeveless,
I like the baby blue
tops.
Well, see, we've morphed from the cheerleader outfit, which was
good.
Terrible
riddance.
Terrible. It was embarrassing.
But a cheerleader outfit's a good idea, but I don't think we had the right cheerleader outfit.
No.
Just drop that idea completely.
We need a girl to come up to talk to about these uniforms, but now they're like spaghetti strap tight.
Oh, yeah. Little tank top things.
Yeah. Yeah, like that girl over there. I don't know any of those girls anymore.
I don't think
anything that displays the breast for me to see is wonderful.
Okay. Yeah.
That's part of that adopted thing, being weaned so early from your natural mommy.
I don't think I ever had a taste, actually.
Oh, Lord. Are you serious, Dave?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Why would he?
They snatched me right from the womb and
they what?
Put me in a chimney.
Just stuff you in a chimney.
Getting to work.
A little brush.
The infants do like the grout, you know, on the bottom.
Yeah, and the firebox.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
It is 10:22 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We're here at Ticket Stock.
Were you a breastfeeder?
We want to make sure, I'll answer that here in a question form. Spring Creek Parkway and 75, go east on Spring Creek Parkway, and Ticket Stock is on the right.
Yeah, you'll see when you exit, you'll see a Whataburger.
That's where Corby ate.
And you'll see.
Corby got so drunk. You know when you get drunk and you're hung over the next morning, you just crave fat? Well, Corby made us go through the drive-thru Whataburger, and he ordered a sack of cheese.
All right, got you down.
There's something to weigh this up now.
I didn't know Whataburger had fried cheese, but they whipped it up for Corby.
Yeah, they did.
Right.
You should take those American singles and drop them in the deep fryer. I'll be around in 2 minutes.
I got to do the rant.
So what are you eating this morning, Corby? I see you've got the box of fries.
Well, it seems that the fries are gone.
Oh, no, Corby.
But you still got taquitos to go.
And well, I had one potato and egg taquito.
So you got a lot of starch today.
And there's one more to go, yeah. I'm hungry. I didn't eat a lot.
Now, is this South Beach? Which one is this one?
This is the zone diet.
Oh, you're in the zone?
Yeah, taquitos and french fries. I mean, it works for some people. I'm not saying it works for everyone.
Well, you know what? It's sugar busters is what you're doing. There's not a lot of sugar,
right.
I guess.
Right.
A lot of starch that will be sugar, but not sugar proper. It's 10:23 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Let me tell you about some other things coming up today.
We've already done it.
We got Dan Campbell signing autographs from.
Why don't you tell people how to get here?
Where's Antonio Bryant?
He's right over.
I think he's a no-show.
No, he's signing right there.
Oh, all
right.
Can he hear us?
I think he can. Yes.
The speakers aren't pointing that way.
If you hear us, drop a pass.
Can he hear us?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Okay.
10:25. This is Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
At 1 o'clock today, we have Brendan Morrow giving out autograph tickets for himself.
No. He'll actually be signing from 2 to 4.
He's signing from 2 to 4. We'll give out tickets to get his autograph at 1.
Did you say Dan Campbell?
Yeah, I already said Dan Campbell. And from 2 to 4, also, we have Cowboy Cheerleaders out here signing.
Oh.
And, hey, girls, listen up. Don't forget Aaron Downey. Autograph tickets will be given away at 2 p.m. today. So if you love the Desperado Dancers, be here from 4 to 6. They'll be signing autographs.
Good.
Let me tell you about what's coming up tomorrow here.
Shut up. Coming up next, Dave tells a story of food poisoning and AIDS.
What?
HummerTickets.2004, bringing you the constant variety of sports.
The Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim McMahon, Stars winger Brendan Moore, Cowboy man Antonio Bryant, and Mavs rookie sensation Josh Howard.
The thrill of victory.
Midget wrestling, the ticket chicks, and Zamora the torture king.
The agony of defeat.
The ticket time wasters, and Zamora the torture king.
HummerTickets.2004, today at the Plano Center. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless, Texas Tickets, and Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Are we on now? Okay.
Hey.
North Texas Nissan's the way to go. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or van, North Texas Nissan's the place to go. If you're
That's right. They have the minivan, don't they?
They do have the minivan, David, and I'm glad you mentioned that.
It's the Quest, isn't it?
Yes, David, it is the Quest, and that's why I want to segue into talking about the full-size Nissan Titan, which is their big pickup truck.
Yeah, they have those, too.
At North Texas Nissan. It is a full-size pickup truck, plenty of room. You know, you can get it in the four-door. It has the bed back there where you can haul stuff in.
You know, if I were in the market for a new vehicle, I would be really torn between the four-door Titan and the Pathfinder Armada.
They're great. Let me tell you about a deal on the Titan, David. The 2004 full-size Nissan Titan, just $20,792.
Wow. That's
$295 bucks a month.
That's a bargain for a full-size vehicle.
What's the highest your car payment's ever been in a month?
Oh, probably right now, like over almost $400.
Well, look at this. This is under $300.
That's amazing.
How about a Nissan Altima V6 3.5 SE, top-of-the-line Altima, for only $19,992 or $272 bucks a month.
Wow, with leather for under $300 bucks.
You pay no sales tax on almost every car and truck on the lot, and they will double your down payment at North Texas Nissan or triple your trade-in value. Now, those are P1 deals that you can't get anywhere else. North Texas Nissan on I-35 near the Shady Shores exit, just north of Lake Louisville in Corinth, Texas. It is North Texas Nissan, brother.
December 15th was a groundbreaking day in United States history. The day the Can-Spam legislation went into effect. It has wiped out spam in this country. All unauthorized emails have been eliminated. It truly is a banner time in America. It's safe to go to your email inbox again.
Believe me.
Okay, so the anti-spam legislation didn't exactly work that way. In fact, spam has actually gotten worse. Why would you think the government could fix this? Take control with your own privacy policy. Click onto the My Privacy Policy link right there in the corner and take a 30-day no-obligation test drive of the most advanced anti-spam tool in the country. My Privacy Policy doesn't use email addresses, but V-mail addresses, the virtual addresses, that completely frustrate a spammer's agenda. My Privacy Policy has the recommendation of Newsweek magazine and has been written up in the Dallas Morning News. Do what the government couldn't, and for a lot less. It's only $39.95 a year, less than 15 cents a day. Log on now. My Privacy Policy. Click on the link now.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
I'm Layla. Not only did the Stars win, but there was a good fight, too, next on The Ticket Ticker.
If you're like us, then you've discovered that the Big Buck in Grapevine is your favorite restaurant for great food and a really good time.
Not to mention that Big Buck's the place to dine if you want to save a few bucks, like little bucks eat for just a buck when they're with mom or dad.
And you just have to go now for Big Buck's Celebration of Seafood, a limited time chance to savor renowned Chef Mark Kelly's latest seafood creation.
Like seafood martinis,
lava barbecued mahi-mahi,
and that to die for Thai red curry seafood stew,
and all of starting at just $8.95.
And you're guaranteed to have a really good time at the Big Buck. I mean, how can you not with a full bar, live entertainment,
and ladies' night?
Ladies what?
Big Buck and Grapevine, located next to the Bass Pro Outdoor World, where you'll enjoy great food and good time.
Great food, good time.
So you're sitting there in your cubicle in front of your computer and look around and imagine. Instead of seeing miles of fabric-colored walls, imagine your new home surrounded by trees, looking down on a beautiful lake, and imagine it all inside the Metroplex at a price you can afford. Think it's too good to be true? Think again, and then click on the Lake Ridge icon on your computer right now to find out more about the greens at Tangle Ridge. It's a new premier golf community with one-acre home site starting at just $59.99, and it's spectacular scenery with towering trees, sparkling ponds and creeks, with no cube walls anywhere to be seen. Just click on the Lake Ridge icon on the screen right now to find out more, or call 888-218-1881. It's everything you don't have at work. It's secluded, private, with the space you deserve. You can even buy now and build later at the Greens at Tangle Ridge. Just 30 minutes from Dallas, Fort Worth, or DFW, click on the Lake Ridge icon now to find out more. 888-218-1881 or lakeridge.net.
The Stars won in dramatic fashion over Colorado, 5-1 the final. Not only was there a hat trick from Jason Arda, but Aaron Downing got in a fight with Peter Worrell. It lasted over 4 minutes, as he explains.
Just finally got my groove back after having that long lure with broken hip, and I feel kind of confident again about just showing up with the guys, and that was important to me to have a good one tonight because I wanted to show the guys that, you know, I'm here for the long haul. You know, I'm not just a flash in the pan.
The win was the first game of an 8-game home stretch for the Stars. Mavericks play host to Yao Ming and the Houston Rockets at 7:30 tonight at the AAC. John Nelson says the Mavericks will be planning to watch out for Yao.
He's maturing more than anything, and then, of course, he has a coach who gives him first option on every offensive set that they run. He's an inside-outside guy, and so he gets the touches every single time and can't really double-team him because he is a great passer, sees over the defense.
And after being traded from the Hawks to the Pistons, Rasheed Wallace played only 12 minutes in last night's Pistons loss to Minnesota, 88-87. He sat out the rest of the game because the NBA said his paperwork wasn't yet complete. Wallace, by the way, had 4 points in his playing time. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to come to the Plano Center this weekend for Hummer Ticket Stock 2004.
You can call him the General, Coach, or Bob, but don't call him Bobby. Bob Knight talks Big 12 hoops with Bad Radio, Thursdays at 2:10. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet, Outlet Computers, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:32 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, Corby Davidson, Gordon Keith, and Gen X Davey Lane. We are at Ticket Stock 2004 at the Plano Center on Spring Creek Parkway, just east of Central Expressway. Stop by and see us. We're going to be broadcasting from Ticket Stock until 6 o'clock tonight, is that correct?
Yes.
It's going to be open until 6 o'clock. And we've got our roundtable scheduled, posted, and the roundtable starts, gosh, right after this. We have roundtables till 6 o'clock.
Yep. But they're different this year. They're at 30-minute clips, or like 30 or 40-minute clips. So they're not like rotating every segment like they used to.
I see.
So
the blind man.
There's a little more consistency this time. And some of these roundtable lineups were voted on online by the P1s.
Now, we're going to get to David's story of his vacation here in just a moment, but we want to make mention that this is the anniversary of something important and historic.
Corby?
I'm looking at the paper, and actually, I think it was the 20th, which would have made it yesterday.
Now, I'm talking about the shooting death of Malcolm X, who died at the age of 39, as he was assassinated by members of the Nation of Islam.
I didn't know he was only 39.
Yeah, I thought he'd be older than that.
Yeah, I thought he was like 50.
He's like your age.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah, so, but basically, Corby's right. It's been, I guess, around a year, if it was yesterday.
The infamous Rhode Island fire, the Great White Pyrotechnics meltdown, where 100 people were killed in the Station Club in Rhode Island. Very creepy.
100 people. That still amazes me that many people died in that thing. And this is like a club that we would go to.
You know, I'm still shocked.
We would see Great White, but
no.
I'm still shocked.
That was my first mistake.
Seeing that video, and I know that's where stupid, generic high school Corby came from.
These people are like alive, and now they're.
You did make that point,
not
Corby.
Alive.
I did not make that point.
I mean, you see the video, and the people were like having fun, and then now they're having not fun.
You did say that.
But just watching, you know, the Great White sitting there rocking, you know, and
I don't know if they were rocking.
Cheesing out, and the fans are like, yeah! And then you can see the fire, and those fans are still, like, banging their heads back and forth, you know?
Thinking it's part of the show.
Yeah. And then, you know, 2 minutes later, they're all dead.
Well, not all of them.
You know what? I predict that every one of us would have died in that fire had we been in there.
No, as soon as I saw flames, I would have
fire-tailed
it.
Okay.
Fire scares the holy hell out of me.
I bet you would have been the person who dragged your feet getting out of there. And
in a small club like that, if some band is stupid enough to shoot off pyrotechnics, I'm headed for the exits. There's no way I'm staying around.
Well, it didn't help that the club was made of Kenlin wood.
I know. And hay.
Yeah, it went up. It was built by the second little pig.
Boy, that was creepy, though. Oh, that was so weird. Isn't that the third worst fire disaster?
In Great White history?
In the history of the band?
I
don't know.
No, were the first
two? The big Chicago fire. What was that club, that speakeasy in the 30s that burned to the ground?
The Cotton Club?
What's the cow? Miss Molly's cow? What was her name? Mrs. O'Leary, yeah. Mrs. O'Leary's cow tipped over the lantern and burned down Chicago. And didn't that spread to, like, 11th century London, too, or something?
No, that was the plague.
Anyway, oh, we got Dave's wireless all set up here.
Well, it's Corby's.
So anyway, it's the anniversary of the Great White Fire.
So everyone go smoke a cigarette for Great White.
Yeah, make sure you smoke it next to a pile of firewood and some oxygen canisters that your grandma uses.
And now here's Dave with a story of food poisoning.
I guess we can take off our headset now.
Don't defeat him.
No, I'm kidding.
You promise.
All right, as we were driving down here,
we all share a vehicle all the time. The three of us carpooled together today. And I laid down the edict that if I was going to tell this story, that I was going to receive support from my teammates and I was not going to be defeated left and right.
We had to promise.
And as soon as I sense defeat, I'm dumping out of the story.
I'm not going to defeat it.
Okay. Are you going to participate? Are you going to support?
Yes, I'm going to support you.
Okay. So my wife and I, we went, took a week vacation in the Caribbean. She has a friend who lives in Curacao, which is a...
Caribbean.
Is it Caribbean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's interchangeable, is it not?
No. I think,
Caribbean?
Who is it? Billy Ocean says Caribbean.
Caribbean Queen?
Yeah.
All right.
And his last name is Ocean, so this guy knows.
Yeah. All right. Caribbean?
Yeah, Caribbean.
Okay. Caribbean. So it's in the Dutch Caribbean, and it's a Dutch-owned island. I guess the Dutch Caribbean is Aruba, Bonaire,
Jamaica,
and...
Montoya.
Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao.
Okay.
And it's a really neat little island. If you've ever seen pictures of it, they have like a floating bridge, and they have like all these multicolored buildings like in the downtown area. You know.
South Beach.
Yeah. It's really cool, and lots of topless Dutch girls, which was wonderful.
Good looking?
Yes, Dutch girls are hot, but the interesting thing is that it, you know,
I've been to Dutch. I've been to the country of Dutch.
That's confusing, because it's Holland, but it's also the Netherlands.
Holland is a section of the Netherlands.
Is it? Okay. And then, but they're called Dutch.
It's like,
they're not called Hollanders
it's like New England.
Netherlanders.
Yeah. It's like New England.
How?
New Englanders.
Oh. It has soil and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like New England.
But the Dutch girls are really hot, but they all have like the Euro boob. Like the just the
little slopey?
Yeah, just the little slopey, like it, you know, there are no fake boobs whatsoever.
Right.
And no giant boob.
Mm-hmm.
But they're great. They're wonderful. And so we went and stayed with this friend down there, and we met this couple while we were there.
Ooh. Here it gets seedy.
There was no swapping.
Okay. How old was the couple?
They were like our age, and they were from Orlando. They were just down for Valentine's weekend. They were just taking a trip.
They have a friend that lived in
Jamaica?
Creosote or Creosote?
No, they were staying at the hotel right next to where our friend lived.
Okay.
And the guy reminded me of you, Corby, because we were...
See, there's a ticket tie-in.
We were driving to the beach one day, and he's telling Erica, he's sitting in the back seat, and he's telling Erica about this book he's reading about his diet, and it's...
Somebody wrote a book about his diet?
No. He's prescribing to this diet.
Oh.
It's like this holistic kind of...
French fries and taquitos?
No.
Oh, that's the zone diet.
Yeah.
It's like totally vegetarian.
Uh-huh.
And he's trying to explain, you know, the...
Our large intestine's not intended to pass this.
Yeah.
Meat.
And so...
And Betsy Ross made a flag of him.
We are not meat eaters, per se.
And so his point was, I mean, think about it. When you're eating sprouts, you're eating life.
Shut up.
But when you're eating, like, a burger, you're eating death.
He really made that point?
Uh-huh, yeah.
He's got a point.
Never mind the fact that the sprouts are dying because they've...
Well, but they've just been cut, you know.
Okay, killed meat has just been killed, too.
Within, like, a couple weeks, but not, like, right then, man, life.
So what makes him think that...
Hey, fake Corby.
Yeah, I had to stifle a giggle. So we had a great time. It was a wonderful trip until the very end.
Here we go.
We were getting ready to leave. And we missed
finally allow you to have love with her?
Because I know that's been a problem.
We did have some love, but there was too much drinking to have love.
Attaboy.
You've got to wean her off that stuff.
What?
What did you just say?
Huh?
Go ahead, Dave. I'm listening.
So, yeah, intercourse did not play a high priority in our
okay,
in our trip. But so we're getting ready to leave.
Conversation.
We're getting ready to leave, and for some reason we miss our flight. We can't make it.
But
to
you
the
don't
airport.
Know the reason.
Well, we can't. Just a bunch of delays. You know, before we get to the airport, when we get to the airport, and we miss our flight. It's the last flight of the day, and so we have to catch the plane the next day. And so we're already kind of ticked off because we're going to have to pay a penalty on our connecting flight to reschedule.
Are you bickering at this point?
No, I was not in I told you so mode. I was just, you know, it's okay.
So it was her fault.
Yeah, it was her fault. But I didn't want to blame her. I didn't want to throw her under the bus.
But it was her fault.
Yeah, but it was her fault. And she'll admit it. And so we're like, okay, well, it's a bonus. We have one more day at the beach. Let's go to the beach. So we went to the beach, and that's where I saw the finest pair of breasts of the entire week. So I'm thinking, this is brilliant. This is
you think
meant
God
to be.
Intended
yeah.
this now.
I mean, it was a Dutch girl who lived there. And she was totally bronzed, and she was oiling herself all the time. And
just all the time.
Yeah, and she would, like, lay on her stomach, and she was wearing, like, you know, flimsy little bikini bottoms, and she would yank them up into a thong to make sure that she got equally tanned.
Did you interview her?
No, I didn't. I didn't have the wireless.
You just stood there with your wireless just debating it?
With my wireless in my hand?
Your boobs are awesome. You're not as slopey as some. Most Dutch girls
They're slopey.
You don't.
So it's towards
are you Dutch or New England?
So it's towards the end of the afternoon, and we're feeling hungry, so we decide to have a snack there on the beach. You know, it's kind of one of those beach clubs, you know, and they have...
And you just sat there eating your sandwiches, staring at her the whole time.
Can I gnaw on your slope?
What?
So we have this Dutch delicacy. We have French fries, which are not Dutch, but... And then we have these things called bitterballs.
I was playing a little Dutch boy.
Which are... They look like hush puppies, but they're basically deep-fried gravy. Which sounds really gross, and it is really gross, but they're kind of good. They serve them with mustard, and we're like, oh, you know, we've heard they're good, so we'll try them.
Deep-fried gravy.
Yes. Don't ask me why.
That's part of the
drone
diet,
too. I think that's Mississippi cooking. I don't think that's Dutch.
So we eat this, you know, I eat most of it. We have fries and these bitter
balls. Are you shocked by that?
I'm shoving all these bitter balls in my face.
I mean, I didn't like them, but...
I mean, they're bitter balls.
I mean, it's fried gravy, but...
Fried gravy. Jeez.
So then it's getting to be the time that our ride is going to pick us up.
Do y'all have fried butter, too?
And my wife is starting to feel ill.
Fried pan scraping.
Y'all are Dutch, right?
Can you fry anything?
Can't you grease trap into a cup?
I'm starving.
I'll take anything fried. You got a bicycle chain? I'll eat it.
So my wife's starting to feel kind of ill, and so I'm having to take care of her.
How long after this?
Like maybe 45 minutes to an hour.
So
pretty immediate.
So it hit pretty quick.
You're eating these bitter balls. Is it just like a... Like a little cart on the side of the beach?
No. It's a real restaurant. It's a real restaurant. You know, it's a bar, and then they have like a little, like dance floor. You know, at night it turns into a club.
Yeah.
You know, the whole weekend, I swear, this weekend is carnival down there, where, you know, they have parades and everybody goes crazy.
Is it a tie-in with Lent?
No, I don't think so.
It's a different carnival?
Yeah. But... You know, this past weekend, it was kind of the warm-up, so people were starting to get in town, and the whole weekend was like being on an episode of Wild On. It was crazy. And, you know, there are all these beach parties. And so it was a real restaurant. And so it was maybe 45 minutes to an hour later, and Erica starts feeling ill, and we're waiting for our ride, and she cannot even stand up, and I'm having to, you know, wipe sweat from her brow, and it's okay, you know, we'll be home in a minute.
All right, so we'll finish this story next and find out what all happened with Dave's wife's digestive tract.
And mine.
This is The Ticket, Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station. Established in 1994. 10 years of talking about your teams in your town. Cowboys, Stars, Rangers, Mavs, Landry, Harris, Jimmy, Switzer, Shannon Day, The Big Tuna, Bush, Hicks, Heaney, Hitchcock, Tippett, Perot, Oates, Naren and Buck, Hubert, Don and Donnie, Aikman, Herman, Emma, McDonald, Hatcher, Hall, The 3J, Nash, Nowitzki, Finley, and Bradley, The White House, Mike Perko, Nate Van, Rusty, Raffy, A-Rod, Wando, A.A. Temple. Give us 10 years, we'll give you the sports. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Don't you...
A Nigerian plane crash where you can get $60 million. An unauthorized video of a so-called celebrity you could care less about. You too can have bigger body parts. Oxycontin and other narcotics. Get them here. A fake 17-year-old slave girl who actually lives in Iowa. A miracle cream. Travel deals. Patches. Magic.
Make sure the spam hits the wall. The My Privacy Policy wall. When you use our Vmail addresses instead of your real email address, spam hits a wall and can't get through because spammers don't know who you are, guaranteed. Download a free 30-day trial of My Privacy Policy now. After that, it's only $39.95 a year, less than 15 cents a day. My Privacy Policy has been recommended by Newsweek magazine and was featured in the Dallas Morning News. It's your email. Take it back. MyPrivacyPolicy.com. Log on now.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Len Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
I'm Layla. Trick has turned at the Stars game next on the Ticket Ticker.
Horseshoe is committed to making your stay with us everything you want it to be. And that's what our Winner Circle Club is all about. The Winner Circle remains the best players club in the business. Members earn points redeemable for same-day cash. And we've got the most generous cash back and comps around. Not to mention the other great rewards like award-winning restaurants, world-class entertainment, and of course, Jack Benyon. We're the only casino that has all that.
If there's anything we can do to make your time with us even better, you let us know.
So come to Horseshoe and experience just how great our Winner Circle Club really is, because nobody does more for gamblers than we do.
That's the way it is, and that's the way it's gonna be.
Jack Benyon's Horseshoe Casino and Hotel, Shreveport, Bossier City, just 3 hours east on I-20.
Look west, and what do you see? Pictures of the wife and kids, an office wall, maybe the bald spot on Bob, the accounting guy? Ooh, that's appealing. Look west from a new home site at the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch, and all you'll see is unforgettable views and splendid sunsets. Look around at Silver Lakes Ranch, and you'll see Amon Carter Lake, one of the top 10 fishing lakes in Texas, all less than an hour from DFW. If you're looking for a great place to build a home, click on the Silver Lakes logo right now. They're opening up the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch with an exclusive number of one-acre home sites on beautiful Amon Carter Lake. Imagine a home perched on a hilltop overlooking the lake and surrounded by huge hardwood trees. That's what you'll find at Silver Lakes Ranch, but these lots and deals won't last long. Click on the Silver Lakes Ranch logo on your computer right now. Log on to SilverLakesRanch.com or call 866-938-LAKE. You spend enough time cooped up with no view at all. Why not enjoy the views and the sunsets at Silver Lakes Ranch? Just click on the logo right now and find out more about Silver Lakes Ranch. Call 866-938-LAKE.
Fort Worth's Tickets.
Ticket Ticker!
Jason Arnott notched a hat trick in the Stars' 5-1 drilling of the Avalanche. Wolverine Boots and Home Theater Design bring you the ticker. Arnott says the win was a team effort.
You know, everybody just went out and worked hard. Everybody showed up tonight, and Marty played exceptionally well and kept us in it. And you know, we just kept working through it, working through the first period, and then we started scoring.
The Stars are unbeaten in their last 7 games at the AAC. Mavericks play host to the NBA's second-best defense in the Rockets at the AAC tonight. Steve Nash says the reason for the Rockets' defense being successful is Yao Ming.
He's extremely talented. I mean, for his size, his ability to pass and to post up and score, his turnaround jumper is unguardable. And you know, we really got to make it hard for him. We got to really swarm him, get him off balance.
Tip-off is at 7:30 tonight. Checking the leaderboard at the Nissan Open, you have a two-way tie for first at 12-under between Mike Weir and Shigeki Maruyama. Scott McCarron and Briny Baird are both tied at 11-under and in sole possession of fifth. Finish off of his win last week is John Daly. He is at 10-under for the tournament. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant live from Ticket Stock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's a ticket roundtable. Translation, put enough people on the air and something good might happen. Live from Hummer Tickets. 2004, Home Depot and Miller Lite bring you the Ticket Guys on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 10:53 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, also known as the Davey Lane Show.
Whatever.
Riding shotgun today, Corby Davidson. And
hello.
I also am riding shotgun.
What you Gordon, how to get here at Ticket Stock, Gordon?
Actually, I'm sitting on the armrest between the driver's side and the
you're riding
the
biatch seat.
Yeah, you know, we used to do it when we were bitch kids. We used to actually ride on the armrest.
Well, you didn't have the little lap belt
no
in the middle? You know
no
what? You know what's funny is I was talking this about my mom. About my mom.
What?
I was talking to this
about how much you love your sister. Mom, can I have Whitney's hand in marriage?
I love her so. I know you've sensed it all these years. You can smell it on me.
Whoa. Whitney?
No. About how kids, back when we were growing up.
I smell her scent on me.
You're my mommy. You know your own daughter's scent, don't you?
Oh, jeez.
Smell the menses.
All right. So, anyway.
So, when we were kids, there was no...
Hey, Mom, what is that?
I banged her real
Whitney
good.
Whitney Holmes. I smell estrus. All right, anyway, so go ahead. What were we talking about?
When,
oh, riding on the armrest
when
we were
kids. There
were
no car seats right when we were kids.
Right.
Like, they would just throw us in the back of a station wagon.
Yeah, they just put you in a cardboard box and throw you in the back.
Right.
But you're a Mexican.
What?
Hmm. Okay. We're at Ticket Stock 2004 here on the ticket. So anyway, yeah, I know. And we used to sleep on the back dashboard. We had a big old Buick, so the back dash was like at least a twin bed's width.
What?
We used to sleep on the back dashboard.
It was all warm.
I don't know why we used to sleep up there. We used to battle to sleep up there, and you get waffle face because it had that little grill, that little waffle surface.
Finger grill?
Yes. And we used to sleep up there on car trips, on long car trips.
And if you would have gotten
especially
wrecked,
especially in stop-and-go traffic, we loved sleeping up there.
You would have decapitated both your parents.
Why is that funny, David?
Oh,
why
God
is the decapitation of my parents a source of humor for you?
You would have shot through there so fast.
I know. My parents didn't care.
Mine didn't either. They just throw you back there.
Uh-huh.
There were no seat belts.
Hey,
I
remember
never,
at least
never
had
wore seat belts when
okay
I was a kid.
Okay, well, we need to count our blessings here, Corby.
Did you guys wear seat belts when you were kids?
No.
Never.
I wish I had parents that didn't care about me.
See, Dave doesn't even have that.
That's awful, Dave.
No, and I remember we used to be in a station wagon, and there'd be 10 kids in
yeah
the back of the station wagon.
Just piled back there.
Uh-huh.
Playing with silly
with
putty.
The,
and
with the tailgate window open.
Yeah, tailgate window open. I mean, like Mexicans. So anyway, David was telling us a story about being down in the Caribbean, and he had eaten some fried gravy, some deep fried gravy.
Yes. Oh, by the way, I was going to tell you, I forgot. I didn't learn any Dutch
while I was down there, except for one phrase. The phrase, thank you, sweetie, or, you know, thank you, honey, you know, the kind of term of endearment.
Mm-hmm.
In Dutch.
So you're using that in, like, in restaurants and stuff?
Yeah. Well, I didn't use it, but, you know, the girls were using it.
Yeah.
It's donkey douchey.
Okay.
So it just made me giggle all week.
It was not donkey douchey.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, but I'm
ask
sure
a Dutch
have...
person. Ask the slope-boobed woman.
I'm well, sure you're supposed to pronounce it.
The slope-boobed woman.
Ask him what donkey douchey is.
But you got to put a little bit of an accent on it, I guess.
Hey, donkey douchey.
No, not a country accent. I meant like the, you know, the chef on the Muppets or something. All right, so anyway, so you've eaten all this fried gravy.
Yeah, we ate the bitter balls, the fried gravy, and we're waiting for our ride, and Eric is, my wife is feeling really ill. And so
like how is the illness manifesting itself?
She's just feeling weak and queasy, and she can't stand up, and she's starting to sweat.
Getting gurgles?
No, she's not like, you know, retching or anything, but she just doesn't feel well. And so the ride...
I mean, is it bubbling up like a cauldron?
I don't think so, not at this point. So, you know, I get her in the car, and we get back to the apartment, and, you know, we're sitting down to watch TV, and by this time, I don't feel sick, but I definitely don't have an appetite.
Did you fish it out?
No. And so, you know,
You don't have an appetite because you've already eaten, whatever,
gravy.
2 dozen fried gravy balls.
I mean, I wasn't even hungry.
Wasn't even hungry, but, you know, they had these little donut holes of fried gravy.
So... we're sitting there, and Eric is just starting to feel worse and worse and worse, and then it starts to hit me. And, you know, the condo, the apartment is like, you know, 80 degrees, and I'm starting to get the shivers. And so I grab a blanket.
This is after you missed your flight, right?
Yeah, this is the night after we missed, or the night of the day we missed our flight.
I'm confused.
And so I'm getting under the blanket, and I'm shivering, and Erica looks at me, and she goes, I think I have to throw up. And I said, you know what, if you do, I will.
That's nice. It's nice to do that out of solidarity.
Honey, bulimia is beautiful.
If you throw up on me, I'll throw up on you.
Remember that video we watched?
So you throw up on each other?
No, they didn't have a love toilet or anything. They had 2 bathrooms in the condo.
We can share a toilet.
So she goes in one, and the sound of her retching just
sends you over
me bolting into the other room. And I
fished it out.
No, I
started going to town just as fast as you could.
No, I launched like a half a dozen bitter balls right there, and so I'm thinking, okay, that's
you're
it.
Done with it.
That's it. So then we go back and, you know, sit down on the couch, and she's like, I gotta go to bed. So she goes to bed, and I try to stay up a few more minutes. I'm like, you know what, this is not gonna work. I'm gonna
go look in her toilet.
No. So I think...
Why would he do that?
So I think I'm going to go to bed, too. So
we can bed.
Could you not
one
lush?
Bitter ball. 2 bitter balls.
So we both curl up under the covers. We're both shivering. And we can't get to sleep.
So you just start punching each other in the face.
And so then we...
Donkey douchey.
Oh, baby. Donkey douchey. Donkey douchey.
So then...
Speak Dutch.
So we start taking turns running to the bathroom and launching bitter balls.
What do you mean launching them? I mean, like, you won't actually get close to the toilet?
Something like a circus gag.
I know.
We're launching bitter balls to and fro, to and fro.
The most violent retching I've ever
full
experienced.
Full neck strain, everything?
Yeah, just... You know, where you lose total body control and tears are streaming down your face and
laughing.
You're just laughing. Punching the tank on the toilet. Just screaming.
Total Raising Arizona.
Yeah.
So it gets to be about midnight. You know, our host has gone to bed. And I kind of feel bad because I'm sure we're just making tons of noise, scurrying back and forth and just...
So wait, oh, you're staying with your wife's friend.
Yeah, we're staying there.
Oh, geez. See, I was thinking this is a hotel room, so you have privacy, but you're talking...
And okay...
They're having to listen to this, wondering why the hell they allowed you to come down here.
And the way they have the bathroom set up, the guest bathroom set up, and it's a 2-bedroom condo, it's like, I swear, it's a 1-by-2 room. It's like a wall sink and a toilet, and you shut the door and you can't move. So it's so uncomfortable.
Or the shower.
The shower is in the bedroom. There's like a shower and a sink in the bedroom, and then there's a
weird
a lavatory like out.
It's Dutch.
Yeah, it's weird.
You'll see it in New England a lot.
So then about midnight, I'm laying there, I'm trying to get to sleep, and then, the intestines start to gurgle.
It starts moving lower.
And
how long have you been sick at this point? From bitter ball consumption to midnight.
Probably about 6 hours.
Okay.
5-6 hours.
And you're sick the whole time. Right?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, feeling awful.
Yeah, by this time I have probably vomited, like, 5 or 6 times.
Mm.
And then I almost pulled a Jimmy Christopher.
What does that mean?
I gave a little push.
Why? Just laying in bed?
Because I thought it was just gas.
Oh, that's not.
And I had to
use euphemisms in some way.
I had to do the arch your back to get your, your backside off the sheets and kind of cup your hand underneath. And run to the bathroom.
Oh, gosh.
And then so, I
hate being adopted.
So I take care of that, and then, it's the thing. Immediately when you're done with that, you look at it, and you turn around, and you have to do the other side.
Now what?
What?
You finish on the back end, and you look at it, you're flushing it, and it brings up the front end.
Good God,
you had to stick your head in that toilet
before
you had flushed?
As the pea soup is going down, you have to stick your head in there. And
all right, let's
reel it in.
Yeah.
So this goes on all night. I swear I got maybe 2 hours of sleep that night because I couldn't get comfortable.
You had to keep doing the frantic back arch and handcuff?
Yeah. So I probably did the back end maybe 4 or 5 times and the front end maybe like 8 or 10 times. And I'm thinking there's nothing left. And it got to the point where there was nothing left. I'm totally dehydrated, but I can't hold anything down. So that next morning I drink some.
So what's your wife doing during this time? Do you have any progress report on her?
She didn't eat as much as me, so she's leveling out before I do.
But didn't she have a funny episode of
Oh, that? yeah.
She have a hand cup?
Well, yeah, she woke up, like, with a start, like 3 or 4 in the morning, and did the double hand cup over the mouth, and then just the all over our luggage. All over the carpet.
Your luggage?
Yes.
And Dave goes, hey, you've just lost like 3 pounds.
Yeah, Dave saw it.
Keep going. Positive. That was awesome, honey.
Do you need me to put my fist down your throat?
Ooh, okay.
So we get to the next morning.
You're so skinny.
We get to the next morning, and I try and drink some Alka-Seltzer to soothe my stomach and take a shower and, clean myself up. And
were you dirty? Did you feel filthy?
Oh, I felt so filthy.
Gross.
And so I can't even get into the shower before I launch the Alka-Seltzer into the sink.
Are you serious?
Yes. So then we have to get on a plane. And we go to the airport, and our plane is delayed for an hour. We're sitting in this airport for an hour, and I have to go into this stinky, nasty Curacao bathroom in the airport twice.
This smells like Dutch everywhere.
Ugh. Then we get on the plane, and in order to save money, we flew an American airline to Miami. But then when we got to Miami, we...
Now, you mean not the American Airlines. You're just saying...
Just saying an American
airline that is based in America.
And in Dallas. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful. That was no problem. But then to save a little bit of money, we flew a lesser carrier down to Curacao. So we're having to fly that lesser carrier back. And so we're delayed an hour. We finally get onto the plane, and they make this announcement. They say, we've...
All right, who here's got it? Who destroyed the bathroom?
They say, we apologize for the delay. We had an earlier flight to Miami that had to be diverted to Haiti,
and there was an engine malfunction. We're going to have to fly to Port-au-Prince and pick those passengers up. We apologize for the problem. You know, we'll be touching down in Haiti in about 45 minutes, and then we'll be on to Miami.
That's a pretty good Dutch accent you've got. Yeah, so what? It's such a lesser carrier that it's just like a carpool deal? You can just fly wherever you want?
Yes. We're going to be in Haiti here.
We're going to stop by a friend of mine's house, let the DVD over there.
So we get on the plane, and I guess they figure, well, since...
Who wants Wendy's?
We're going to make a Whataburger run. Anybody want anything?
We're hitting the drive-thru before we hit the taxiway.
All right, we can either do Burger Street or McDonald's. That's all we got here.
So I guess they figure, since we're going to Haiti anyway, let's pack a bunch of Haitians on the plane.
Oh, God.
So
it even gets smellier.
So the plane is totally packed, and there's like chickens running up and down the aisle.
Did it smell like AIDS?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was
Haiti
so awful.
An AIDS problem.
And so twice on the 45-minute leg to Haiti, I have to go into this stinky 25-year-old DC-10 commode and wedge myself in there and hurl into the aluminum bowl.
Hurl into the Folgers can they had set up.
Yeah. Oh, I was so miserable. And then we land in Haiti, and we sit...
So how's your wife doing? Is she still sick?
She is beyond all that. She's just, like, you know, totally sapped of all her life force.
But she doesn't have, like, a horse bag on her rear end.
No. No. She's doing okay. She's just feeling awful. I'm the only one...
Wait a minute. Horse bag?
Like an oat bag, a feed bag.
Put it near your butt.
All right, anyways, go ahead. Did you ever have the bags? Did you ever have, like, a horse bag in front and back, Dave?
No, but I did. I was eyeing the air sickness bag just in case.
I've never known anyone that's used an air sickness bag.
Did the Haitians smell like crap?
Yes. I swear, that was the worst BO I've ever smelled in my life. Being locked into that recirculated air on that, I swear, That plane was retired by Southwest like 20 years ago. It was so disgusting. And so we fly into Port-au-Prince in Haiti, and I guess there's all kinds of riots going on in Haiti right now. And
I'm shocked.
And we're flying
people
in.
More AIDS.
We're flying in.
Bring them in.
And
you
I'm
give us more AIDS.
I'm looking out the window, and I swear, 8 out of every 10 structures on the ground doesn't have a roof. It's like a war zone. It's totally bombed out, and then we land, and, you know, it's just a tarmac. There's no gates. You know, they just lower the staircase, and people just shimmy out of the plane. And
a pole?
Yeah, like a fireman pole.
All right, everybody out. All the Haitians out.
And then so...
Wait, hold on. We need you to finish this story next, Dave. We're a little bit late here. But we'll get to the exciting conclusion of Dave's travels on a romantic vacation next.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
Let me tell you about a place I know. It's kind of crazy, but you'll dig the show. 3 days of going back to school. It's on my ticket stock and man, it's cool.
Hummer Ticket Stock 2004, today at the Plano Center, brought to you by AT&T Wireless, Texas Tickets, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Hey, you sitting listening to the computer, lean closer. That's right, put your eyes on the screen. You know what you need besides bread, Rich? You need to start reading some of that educational mail I send you every day. I'm doing my part. Every morning I send you wonderfully informative offers on Viagra, OxyContin, magic lubricants, patches, breast enhancers, offshore gambling, ways to make a fortune in Nigeria, and truly special Barrett Hilton videos. You just delete everything. Fine. Tomorrow there'll be 100 more offers. Keep deleting and soon there'll be 200 offers. Keep deleting and I'll shut your cyber down with what I call educational mail. I can do it too.
Tired of deleting this guy's spam? Then click over to MyPrivacyPolicy.com. My Privacy Policy stops spam cold. It uses Vmail addresses, not your real email address, that you manage from your desktop. Demo it for 30 days. After that, it's only $39.95. See why My Privacy Policy has been recommended by Newsweek magazine and has been written up in the Dallas Morning News. My Privacy Policy. Click on the demo now. Your delete key will thank you.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department. And along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
You're sitting in that chair in front of your computer. Imagine instead that you're sitting on the back of your bass boat on a private fishing lake, a stock fishing lake managed by Jimmy Houston. Sound good? Now imagine looking up from the lake and seeing your home. A home sitting on a one-acre lakefront home site. If you can picture yourself on that boat or in that home, click on the Mountain Lakes logo right now. You'll find out all about the award-winning community of Mountain Lakes. The two private lakes, the amazing views, and the hill country atmosphere just outside the Metroplex. New lakefront lots have just been released, and if you move fast, you can get a one-acre home site for just $39.9. All you need to do is click on the Mountain Lakes logo right now, or call 866-308-LAKE, or log on to mountainlakes.com. Think about living on a private lake stocked with fish and professionally managed by pro fisherman Jimmy Houston. Now stop thinking, click on the logo, and make those dreams a reality. Get a lakefront home site at Mountain Lakes and live like you're in the hill country, just outside of DFW. Mountain Lakes, just click on the logo, call 866-308-LAKE, or log on to mountainlakes.com. That's 866-308-LAKE, or log on to mountainlakes.com.
To win on many levels for the Stars, next on the Ticket Ticker.
Experience, problem solving, and ethics, as well as the friendships you'll make with your fellow students. So while an education from SMU's Cox School of Business is a valuable step toward creating wealth for yourself, you'll find it fosters something else, self-worth. Change your career, your station in life, your life at the SMU Cox School of Business. See where it takes you.
Take your career to the next level with an SMU Cox Professional MBA, the only nationally ranked evening MBA program in North Texas, according to U.S. News and World Report. You can keep your day job and better yet improve it. An information session will be held February 24th in Plano. For more, call 214-768-9042.
This is The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
Ticket.
Marty Turco stopped 15 shots in the Stars 5-1 beating of the Avalanche. Turco says he was prepared.
It was a good night to battle. I didn't have too much work. It wasn't high quality. It was high quality, but it was fun more than anything to get back in there.
Scott Young, Pierre Turgeon, and Jason Arnott all had goals in the game. The Mavericks have won 14 of their last 18 games. They take that streak to the AAC tonight. When they play the Rockets at 7:30, Dirk Nowitzki says the Mavs have to watch out for the Rockets' defense.
They're really pressuring the ball, and, you know, he's driving, so they're waiting for him. So I think they're really doing a good defensive job, but we still got to do our game. Our game is not the slow, walk it up, grind it out type game. We still want to rebound and get out and run.
Taking a look at the college basketball schedule, the early game in the Big 12 is between Missouri and Baylor. That is at 12:30. At 3, Texas Tech plays host to Texas A&M, winless in Big 12 play still. UT takes on OU at 8 o'clock, and at 6, you've got TCU playing at East Carolina. That's a ticket ticker, a service of AirTran Airways. AirTran Airways has only Boeing 717s with 100% fresh air. Look at AirTran.com. AirTran Airways, go. There's nothing stopping you. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Rant live from Ticket Stock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The first 500 people in line get a ticket for a free autograph from Stars winger Brendan Morrow this afternoon at 2 at Hummer Ticket Stock 2004, live at the Plano Center from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Pain was that he was going through this recording. It's 11:17 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening.
Maybe that was
to...
Swishy.
Yeah.
You listen to The Rant with Corby Davidson.
Thank you.
Also with Corby today are Gen X Davey and Gordon Keith. So, and we're talking with Gen X Davey. He went on a romantic getaway with his wife that turned just horrible, as they were both reminded of how human they really are.
Reminded of all our bodily functions all
yes,
at once.
They were vomiting out of both ends.
I guess that's a way of putting it.
And and so anyway, so now we've ended up where you're on the flight with a bunch of Haitians, and you've just landed in Port-au-Prince.
Yeah.
And all the Haitians are shimmying down a fireman's pole out onto the tarmac from the plane.
So then we have like a...
It's now they were leaving out the butt of the plane, I'm assuming.
Now, were they
it's
tossing,
only appropriate for Haitians.
Were they tossing AIDS at you like Miggs did to Clarice and
Silence
of the Lambs?
As they're walking out the front door of the plane, they're hurling AIDS. Yeah.
Kind of like slinging holy water at an exorcism.
Yeah. It's like when you get beads in New Orleans, people throwing them at you. They're just chunking AIDS at you, buckets of it.
So then we...
Like they're chumming the place? Bucket full of AIDS?
So we sit on the tarmac in Haiti for like 45 minutes, waiting for these people from the other flight that are going to Miami to get onto our plane. And again, it gets packed. And again, you know, I'm thinking that, yeah, they're shimmying up the fire pole. And I'm thinking...
Climbing a rope ladder?
Yes. And I'm thinking that they're going to be more tourists like us that are, you know, going to Miami, you know, finishing up a nice little trip in Curacao. It's more Haitians. So, you know, we lose all the BO, and then we get more BO. And so we finally take off. We finally leave that godforsaken place. And, you know, an hour and a half later, we land in Miami. Then we have to go through customs. We have to go through all that noise, you know, getting the passport stamped.
But if you're in a crowd of Haitians, they're just going to wave you guys through, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got through pretty quick. But then, by the time we got there, because of all...
Despite how suspicious it was, you having the horseback on and everything.
And then, oh, by the way, we did have... our host was afraid that we might get stopped because we had Imodium AD in our bag. Because evidently on Curacao, Imodium AD is a banned substance because they take it when they swallow all the condoms filled with Coke so they don't accidentally lose a baggie or two before they get to Miami.
If they lose a baggie, they die.
Well, no, I'm saying out the back end, they stop themselves up.
Oh, I thought you meant if a bag exploded.
No, they stop themselves up, make sure they don't pass it too early.
Gross.
So, you know, you might get stopped for having a Imodium AD as you leave the island.
So if you're going to take the risk of having a Imodium AD, why don't you just go ahead and mule a few bags in?
Hey, y'all got any heroin?
So we finally get to Miami, but because
I mean, as many times as you swallowed a condom, might as well go ahead and put some heroin in it.
But that was always on accident. I don't know if I could, like, swallow it on purpose. But after all the delays, by the time we get to Miami, we've missed our flight that we rescheduled.
Oh my gosh.
So we have to wait in another line and get onto another plane, and then we have to sit in the Miami airport for 2 hours. And, I mean, we are just...
Has the bickering started yet?
No, we don't have energy to bicker. We just want to get home. And so we finally get on the plane, and then we get, you know, we're finally back on an American airline, and we are on the nicest 777. Huge airplane.
A 777 from Miami to Dallas?
Yeah. A 777, you have your own little, you know, movie screen in front of you. Mm-hmm. you know, nice reclining chair. Oh, it was so wonderful.
Any Haitians?
No Haitians, no BO. It was so beautiful. And we finally get to Dallas, and, you know, we were supposed to get home at like 5:30 in the afternoon the day before, and we get home at like 8 o'clock that night. So we left at, you know, probably 8 in the morning. We get home at 8 at night. So we had like 12 hours of travel time. And then I have to still lug all our bags to remote parking.
Your vomit bag.
Your vomit bag.
Yeah, the bags that are covered in my wife's vomit. We have to take the bags to remote parking, and then I have to drive home. And so I'm...
With your hand cupped?
Yeah, I'm just weaving in and out of traffic. And I don't know how I got us home, but I got us home. And we, seriously, I saw her this morning, and she still has no energy. She can't eat anything. And I only started eating food yesterday. It is the worst. I've never experienced food poisoning like that.
Isn't travel fun, though?
Oh, it was great up until that point.
Well, when you had food poisoning, Gordon, when we were in Mexico, where were we?
We were in Mexico.
I know. What part? What's that place called?
Oh, it's that...
Puerto Vallarta?
No, it's that place, Playa del Carmen.
Playa del Carmen, yeah. We were taking the bus to the airport.
When I got sick.
When he got sick.
On the bus?
I'm vomiting into a flower bed out near where the bus
was. And we're leaving. We're going home. Like, we are out the door, going home.
Yeah.
And there's Gordon. Everyone's looking at him. And it was a big, like, ticket trip.
Someone goes, must be one.
Hey, there's Gordon.
Is that great Gordon over there puking in the bushes? And there you were.
There I am, just fertilizing the azaleas with... Oh, gosh.
Can you autograph this Ziploc bag full of your vomit?
I scooped up a piece of your vomit. Will you sign it?
Looks like you had chicken enchilada, son.
How long did it last? Stay there like 2 days, didn't you? 2 extra days.
Oh, that was a whole deal, too, trying to get out of Mexico.
Yeah.
And these people had promised me. They said, okay, look. I said, you know, look, I got sick on your food here. And they said, we're going to take care of you. We'll take care of you. Let the bus go. We'll get you on another flight. So as soon as the bus takes off, they charge me for another night's room, and they make me buy another plane ticket to leave because they had a captive, you know, they had a captive, basically, because they convinced me to let the bus go. And so it cost just a ton of money to get out of there. Had to take a cab into Cancun or wherever. It was this long cab ride in this old stripped-down Jetta that was playing Cyndi Lauper on the tape player. I remember that. And
you get some mota?
Huh?
Mota?
Some cannabis?
Help,
why would I need that?
Take the pain away.
Does it really? I don't know that. Anyway, so that was a whole deal. And
did you ever get your money back?
I got part of it back, but not very much. I got just pennies on the dollar.
Mm. Well, that was a fascinating tale, David.
Yeah, thank you so much for that, David. We really appreciate that.
So I'm still queasy.
So when did you get home? Thursday night?
Yeah. No.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. We got home Wednesday night. We got sick on Tuesday night.
And so all of this story was an explanation of why you weren't drinking last night.
Yeah, I was, well, I think even if I hadn't gotten food poisoning, I was so drunk out by the time the trip was over.
Did you stay drunk the whole time?
Oh, yeah. I don't want any more alcohol for a very long time, or at least until next week.
I'll see there. That's a good little cautionary tale for you kids, and that's why we wasted an hour and 30 minutes on that story. All right, coming up next, it is a tradition here at Ticket Stock. It's Dave
No
Wireless Mike.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the Queen of Corona. See you, me, and Julio down by the ticket stockyard. See you, me, and Julio down by the ticket stockyard. Me and Julio down by the ticket stockyard.
It's Hummer Ticket Stock 2004, brought to you by AT&T Wireless and Texas Ticket. Today through Sunday at the Plano Center from Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
TheTickets.com.
Whoa, so that's what you look like in person. I mean, I've been sending you email for years, but now that I see you in person, well, it's clear from here your organ needs enlarging. Your breasts are too small. You need a lesbian lover. You need a trip to Tahiti.
You need a diet pill, as seen on Oprah, and you need some serious drugs, all of which I can send you offers for every day. What's wrong with you? You think you're perfect? You ain't perfect. In fact, if you got 25 letters from me today, tomorrow you're gonna get 50. You're in worse shape than I thought, Val. Don't be so fast with that delete button tomorrow.
Tired of deleting this guy's spam? Then click over to MyPrivacyPolicy.com. My Privacy Policy stops spam cold. It uses Vmail addresses, not your real email address, that you manage from your desktop. Demo it for 30 days, and after that is only $39.95. See why My Privacy Policy has been recommended by Newsweek magazine and has been written up in the Dallas Morning News. My Privacy Policy. Click on the demo now. Your delete key will thank you.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department, and along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
Want to save thousands of dollars? Just maximize your media player and click on the Quail Springs Ranch logo sometime in the next 60 seconds. Because if you're looking for the perfect place to build a home, the perfect place to live, then you need to know all about Quail Springs Ranch. It's a former game reserve filled with lush meadows, sparkling ponds, and towering oaks. And it's the perfect place to build your next home. If you move quickly, you can save thousands during the pre-development sale at Quail Springs Ranch. You don't have to buy in the next 60 seconds. Just click on the logo, log on to quailspringsranch.com, or call 866-710-9378 to find out more. Quail Springs Ranch has 2 to 5 acre home sites available for just $29.99, and it's only minutes from Fort Worth or Weatherford. Imagine looking out a window and seeing the rolling horse country of Parker County, instead of looking out that window and seeing your neighbor's house or the office building next door. Move quick and you can save thousands of dollars in pre-development savings. Just click on the Quail Springs Ranch logo or call 866-710-9378.
I'm Layla. The Stars say the crowd helped win the game. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Got you covered. Kimball Hill Home says, buy a beautiful Kimball Hill home between now and March 31st. And get 2-inch wood blinds free for every window in your home. Also, come buy any Kimball Home model and register to win $20,000 in free furniture. See sales counselor for details. No purchase necessary.
Free wood lines.
Free wood lines.
Kimball Homes always gives you innovative design, premier location, and superior service. So we've got you covered.
Free wood lines in every room.
Free wood lines in every room.
Free wood lines.
Free wood lines.
Send your Kimball in your home.
Choose from more than 21 innovative new Kimball Hill home designs and get 2-inch wood blinds free with your purchase. But hurry, offer ends March 31st. For more information, look in the home section of this weekend's newspaper. At Kimball Hill, a family tradition since 1939.
Surprise, surprise!
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Guys, talking about our teams in our town. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket.
Ticket Ticker.
The Stars start their longest homestand of the season with a huge 5-1 win over the Colorado Avalanche. CarMax brings you the ticker. It was the first of 8 home games for the Stars, and Jason Arnett says the crowd at the AAC had a lot to do with the success.
Yeah, I think the fans were in it right away, especially against Colorado. They got so much talent on their team. You know, our fans get pretty pumped up when they come in town.
Arnett had a hat trick in the game. The last time the Mavs and Rockets met, the Mavs beat the Rockets. That was in November. This time the Rockets come to the AAC tonight. Dirk Nowitzki says he's glad the game is at home.
At home we've been playing well all season, even though sometimes we didn't play well. We found a way to kind of stick around and win the games at the end, so we really have good confidence on our home court.
Tip-off is at 7:30. The University of Colorado has named Brian Cabral as interim head football coach in place of Gary Barnett. Barnett was placed on paid leave. CU is involved in a scandal involving 7 women who have accused CU football players of recruits of rape since 1997. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to come to the Plano Center this weekend for Hummer Ticket Stock 2004.
John Nelson, Wednesdays at 10:10 with Norm Hickson. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Hey, 3-1. It's Gordon Keith here. It's 11:33. You're listening to The Rant, broadcasting live from Ticket Stock 2004. We are at the Plano
Center.
Listen to that
crowd.
Listen to that crowd. Yes. Oh, my gosh. We're at the Plano Center. Now, the Plano Center is on Spring Creek Parkway, about a mile east,
yeah.
Central, or
right.
Half a mile probably.
Once you pass the stands, you're almost there.
Half a mile east of Central Expressway on Spring Creek Parkway. Stop by and see us. Ticket stock is open until 6 o'clock today, and it's free. We need to emphasize that. Totally free. We have tons of booths set up here for you to peruse and things that are fun for the kids. We've got beer, and we've also got food. We got fun, frivolity. We got Grego in the autograph booth. That's always a crowd favorite there.
And if you are a Stars fan, you can still come out and get tickets for Brendan Morrow and Aaron Downey's autograph.
This is a great annual event for the whole family. That's the way we like to promote it. All right, Dave, it's time for you.
No, He's not going to do it.
We have just spent the past 40 minutes on my diarrhea story, so you
don't
you
call
can,
it that.
You can take the lead for a moment.
Yeah, don't you have some stories that I've seen you cut out of the paper over there, something?
Yes, but we need someone to go out with the wireless microphone as well.
We'll do that next.
Okay, do you guys follow politics at all?
I saw Howard.
We're in kind of a political season.
I saw
right?
Howard Dean dropped out.
Yeah, he did drop out. Would you like some David Letterman top 10 signs Bush is considering dumping Cheney?
Not really, but okay.
Okay, we don't have to do it. It's on air defeated.
Is it funny?
Well, that's what we were going to review to see if it was funny.
Okay.
But if you don't want to hear it, there's no reason for reviewing it.
Corby, do you want to hear it?
All right, in other news. You okay, Corby? Did you see what Democrats are now doing, encouraging everyone to do in the Democratic Party? They're getting so desperate.
No. Why are they so desperate?
Because they just... They don't have a hold on the American conscience anymore. People think more conservatively than they used to, and Democrat has become a bad word. And they can't beat Republicans anymore, and it's making them crazy.
But don't you think Kerry has some momentum?
I think Kerry's got a good shot to beat
Bush.
Yeah,
he's got momentum. But wait till the election season starts between Kerry and Bush proper, when the Democratic nomination process...
Do you think Kerry has it locked up?
No. Oh, the Democratic nomination?
Right. That's locked up.
Edwards.
Watch out for Edwards.
No, ain't happening.
Well, now the latest trend for Democrats is leaving behind paid death notices, requesting that in lieu of funeral flowers, contributions
yeah.
be made to the Democratic Party. As a matter of fact, specifically dedicated to defeating George W. Bush.
Wait a minute.
If you're an old Democrat right now, you may die. They want you to write up your death notice already, have it ready to go to the paper, and make sure that it says that in lieu of flowers, you donate money to defeat George Bush.
Why do they need money to defeat George Bush?
I don't know.
To campaign with, Corbin?
I guess to campaign with.
Buy TV spots.
That's pretty cheap.
You think?
It's going out with a blaze of glory, man.
Not give it to cancer research.
Yeah, give it to a Democratic Party.
Give it so that skunk-haired John Kerry has a good chance.
What a horse head he has.
You know what? Have you guys ever donated money to a political party?
Never.
You know, you can donate $1, can't you, when you fill out your tax form? And is it a dollar?
Yeah, but that's to some other fund. It's not party specific, I don't think. Is it? I can't remember what it is.
Some general fund.
Yeah. General election fund.
Whatever that is. No.
No.
Outside of that, I check yes.
Really? You can say that you donate money?
Yeah, but I'm a philanthropist.
I'm a philanderer. What is that? So, and they talk about Howard Dean raised, you know, $40 million on the internet in 2 weeks, and most of them from, like, people our age who've never donated money and that go online and donate $1,000 to a campaign.
That is the last place that I would send my money.
I just don't get it. It seems like they waste money, and it's so expensive, and George W. Bush has this $100 million war chest, and I'm thinking, like, what antique store do you even go to buy one that's that expensive?
It's a metaphor.
Oh.
It's not a figurative.
But I would never give money to a candidate, I don't think.
No. No, never. Don't care how old I was. But some people are so into politics and so engrossed into that whole thing that, I mean, that's their life. We've talked about that. Like, people, they sit around and talk about it all day long. They're consumed with it. They're obsessed with it.
They're consumed with getting this guy out of office or making that they keep their guy in office.
What a waste of time.
I don't know. I don't understand why you have to be one or the other. I don't understand why you have to, okay, listen, here's how I define myself. I hate this person and this person and this group and these people. That's how I define myself.
I went to a wedding one time, this girl that I knew from college.
Is this the wedding story? You going to tell this on the air finally?
Was marrying this guy.
You slept with the bride, right?
And he was such a staunch...
Ads made to the end of that.
He was such a staunch Republican that his wedding cake was an elephant.
Why are they just so worked up?
It disgusted me.
What did it take?
You know what it is? It's sports to some people. The same way some people are about sports, some people just are about politics.
Why can't they all be into sports?
It's a big game that they just enjoy.
What's so bad about sports? Why don't people like sports enough?
What?
Well, people like sports enough.
I think they do like sports enough.
I mean, sports are good, right? We all like sports.
All right. Well, that's an interesting take there, Davey.
Right now? Okay.
All right. Now,
ladies and gentlemen,
a special announcement.
It seems that a sports guest will be making his way over here right now.
Wow. On the rant.
As the Dallas Cowboys tight end, Dan Campbell.
Wow.
This is great. Because I have a story that I was just about to do about a Pasadena woman found stabbed and decapitated. And I want to run this by Dan Campbell.
Where is he, Jeff? He is? Dan Campbell, who caught 100 balls this past year.
Not quite that many.
In leading the Cowboys.
He was an emotional leader of the offense, Corby.
And an Aggie. He went to Texas A&M.
Known for the catch.
Yes, he is known for the catch. As he's coming here, and we'll enjoy certainly what he has to say to you.
Look at the lepers, count their spot.
And me, as Dan Campbell from the Dallas Cowboys continues the interview here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
As the train seems to be going out of control,
where we're all waiting patiently.
Why don't you start your decapitation story, Gordon?
All right. A woman, this happened in Pasadena. Her name was Glenda Victimberga.
Well, she was destined, wasn't she?
Maybe it's Victimberga. 37-year-old woman. She was an associate professor at Cal State, L.A. Well, the cops go to her home because they hadn't heard from her in a while, and they find her body in the kitchen.
And where was her head?
In the fireplace in the living room.
Oh, no.
No.
How'd it get there? I mean...
Well, they think it was due to a domestic dispute she had with a former student.
A lover?
Police found blood in the former student's car, which was left at the scene of his suicide.
Oh, no.
Where'd that take place?
It happened on Interstate 15 at 3:30 in the morning.
And how'd he do it?
He parked his car on the shoulder of the interstate, took off his pants, took off his shirt, took off his socks, his jacket, folded them, placed them neatly on his seat in his car.
Uh-huh.
Took off his underwear.
So is he just in the socks now, or?
No, he took off his socks,
okay,
too.
He's totally naked.
Completely naked, and makes a beeline and runs straight in front of an oncoming semi.
No.
Oh, dear.
Wow. Not the way I choose to go.
So you think his life worked out for him?
Well, he did get to nail his teacher.
What does that mean?
We're not sure if he did that or not. Maybe it was a disgruntled relationship.
Well, at least he got to decapitate.
Joining us now at Plano Center AM is Dan Campbell from the Dallas Cowboys. Please welcome a real-life Dallas Cowboy.
They love you, Dan.
Yeah, I hear it. Sounds real enthusiastic.
They absolutely love you.
I see an Aggie hat. There you go.
You like that.
Now, Dan, were you particularly impressed with the Aggies' performance against Oklahoma this year?
I was proud of them. They fought. They fought well. Why would we bring that up?
Especially because he's an OU guy. Quarter.
You know what? I will say this.
Go ahead.
I will say this. No, they didn't perform well. It was embarrassing. The whole deal about Stoops running the score up was horseshit. I mean, it was
okay. Once again, we're on the air.
Now, Dan,
on the air.
When we're on the radio, we don't normally use.
You can't use the word horse.
All right, I'm sorry. I apologize for all the kids.
It was donkey douchey.
Okay.
I'll say that.
He didn't run the score up.
No, he did not.
They could have scored 100.
They're trying not to score, and they keep scoring. It's just that's how bad we were. And then you get the two guys who were celebrating at the end on a tackle when it's 77 or whatever. Anyway, okay, that whole game, it really upset me. So that's
way to get off to a good start, Corbin.
Well, yeah, you're going to make him leave. He's about to walk out.
I'm a Sooner fan, and I thought maybe that was a – you know, he could issue a hot sports opinion on that game.
Well
he did.
You got it.
Yep.
We didn't play well. It was embarrassing.
Now, Dan, you look kind of like Kid Rock who's had a healthy diet. I mean, you look like a kind of a healthier Kid Rock. Why the long hair? When did this trademark start?
I started growing it about 2 years ago.
With the Giants?
You're with the Giants. I tried to grow it before a couple of times, and I reached a stage where it looked bad. And
where you had kind of the Prince Valiant look. And
I mean, it probably doesn't look real good right now, but, at that point, when it reaches a certain length, I couldn't do anything. I mean, he wouldn't even sit down. I had part of it up here, and the other was out here, and it was ridiculous. So I'd always cut it every time I reached that level. Well, so I finally made up my mind I'm just going to let it grow. And
were you and Jeremy Shockey in a race so you could grow their hair the longest?
Well, everybody asked me that. I was growing mine before he was, so.
So he learned from you?
Yes,
okay.
He did. Of course, he cut his, so.
Did he?
Yes, he cut his last year before the season started.
Now, we've all been there with the long hair, and when you do cut, how old are you?
27.
I think I was about that age when I grew it out and then cut it when I was
Corby like had, like, really long hair, and it was gross hair, too. It was like a...
He looked like Norman Bates' mother.
Yeah, he did. He would pull it back in a ponytail, and he had a part right down the center, so he either looked like Norman Bates' mother or Sacagawea.
Now, when you do cut it,
hopefully it's not for a court appearance like Corby.
Oh,
yeah,
well.
Corby got brought up on some charges, and he needed a haircut to look presentable.
When you do cut it,
what were those charges, Corby?
We're speaking with Dan Campbell here.
Oh, really? Can I plug publicdata.com?
Yeah, publicdata.com.
Okay. And so, Dan, when you cut it, you'll realize what a moron you were growing it out in the first place.
But,
he's
a buff professional athlete. They can get away with it.
I know.
You couldn't.
I know I couldn't. But he'll know once he hits 30, which is the line of demarcation, he'll be like, good Lord, look how nice I look with my short hair.
Yeah, you'll probably look back and say, why did I want to look like white trash? That's what Corby told me to say.
No.
See,
no.
Look, one of the problems I have, though, is I've got a pea head, all right?
So what's that?
I've got these wide shoulders, and I've got
your
a head.
Don't all guys have that?
No, I've got a head that looks like a peanut, man. I mean, my wife has a bigger head than me, all right?
Wow.
So the long hair kind of covers up the small head, And
So, well, why don't you just get like a perm, kind of a fro thing,
well,
to make you look like you have a bigger head?
I've thought of that, but...
do that.
Then, you know, my helmet won't fit as well that way.
We're visiting with Dan Campbell of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I notice you're wearing a camouflage hat. Do you hunt?
Yes, I do hunt. I hunt, I fish, I enjoy it. I love being outdoors.
Do you have your own property in Texas or somewhere?
Yes. It's actually family owned. So uh-huh. I actually grew up on a ranch, grew up on 2,000 acres, and so we still have that land. And
see, now this is interesting because Corby here is a vegetarian and basically a member of PETA. You know the group PETA, that ridiculous group?
They throw paint on fur coats.
They throw paint on fur coats and everything.
Yeah, I'm the guy.
Any animal should be killed ever.
I'm the guy hiding in the bushes shooting you as you're shooting the animal.
Right, because Corby loves animals so much he'll kill a human being.
Wow.
I want to know your opinion on this. He hunts. Do you have a problem with hunters?
No.
Okay, now you don't.
There's
yeah,
too many deer, right? They need
you're the
to
guy,
control the
you're
population.
You're the guy that you're going down the tollway, and you're going about 70, and a dog's crossing the road, and you got cars on each side, and you'll swerve to miss
exactly
the dog.
Exactly right.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I'll take out like 30 people before
yeah,
that dog dies.
A nice pileup. Huh?
Yeah.
He's being honest. He will do that.
Oh, that's...
We've had the discussion before. If push comes to shove, and a dog is crossing... My dog is crossing... Do you have a dog?
Yes.
Okay. We'll ask you this. If your dog is crossing the street, okay, I'm sure you love your dog. Do you have any kids or anything?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why I asked that. But your dog's crossing
the street.
Because
sometimes people without kids treat their dog as a kid.
If your dog's crossing the street and a homeless guy is crossing the street, and you have to make the decision, who are you going to hit?
Whoa, go back again.
All right, this is the thing.
You cannot avoid a collision.
Yeah,
you
got to
hit one or the other. You either got to take out your dog with your car, or you hit the homeless guy.
I'm taking out the dog.
Right, that's
I'm
the correct answer.
I'm not running over a human being.
That's the correct
but
answer.
But he didn't have a home. Your dog at least has a home.
It gets more complicated.
Is he suffering? Is the old man, the old homeless man suffering?
Yes, but he wants to live.
But odds are he'll be dead in 2 weeks.
Yeah, here's the thing. There's information there.
But how do you know?
It
comes up on your navigation system, and then he's going to die in like 2 days.
All right, we know he's dying in 2 days.
Okay.
But he doesn't want to die.
He doesn't want to die.
He has AIDS just seeping out of his nose.
Yeah, you can see a little trickle of AIDS coming out of his nose. What do you do? Which do you hit?
I'm hitting the dog, man. That's exactly right.
That's a Dallas Cowboy for you. That's correct.
Is he?
Yes, he's correct, Corby.
The guy's going to die anyway.
You don't kill a human
being. His kid's going to be so tore up. She wouldn't be tore up if he killed the homeless guy, but the dog?
It's a dog.
It's a family dog.
All right, it's 11:49 on Sports Radio 13. Send the ticket. We'll come back with Dan Campbell of the Dallas Cowboys next.
Listen three times as much as the next guy when you dial in to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. 1310 AM, 1700 AM.
I don't believe it.
And 104.1 FM, 104.1 FM, 104.1 FM. The Ticket Ticker delivers up to the minute sports news about our teams and our town three times an hour at 10, 30, and 50.
Break that down, player.
Interviews with big-name guests from the guys that live here, work here, and go to the games here.
Yeah, man.
Gentlemen Miller, Norm Hitchkin, Bad Radio, and The Hardline. Plus the P1 Wild Ass Circus at night. Live, local, and loving what we're doing. You're all sports all the time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
December 15th was a groundbreaking day in United States history. The day the Can-Spam legislation went into effect. It has wiped out spam in this country. All unauthorized emails have been eliminated. It truly is a banner time in America. It's safe to go to your email inbox again. Believe me.
Okay, so the anti-spam legislation didn't exactly work that way. In fact, spam has actually gotten worse. Why would you think the government could fix this? Take control with your own privacy policy. Click onto the My Privacy Policy link right there in the corner and take a 30-day no-obligation test drive of the most advanced anti-spam tool in the country. My Privacy Policy doesn't use email addresses, but V-mail addresses, the virtual addresses, that completely frustrate a spammer's agenda. My Privacy Policy has the recommendation of Newsweek magazine and has been written up in the Dallas Morning News. Do what the government couldn't, and for a lot less. It's only $39.95 a year, less than 15 cents a day. Log on now. My Privacy Policy. Click on the link now.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
I'm Layla. The Mavericks take on the Ming Dynasty next on The Ticket Ticker.
I got here as fast as I could. What seems to be the problem?
It's my daughter. She's getting worse. Honey, say hello.
Hello.
Uh-huh. I've seen this before.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Dial-up-itis.
Dial-up-itis? That sounds serious.
Don't worry, ma'am. It's nothing that 2 megs of download speed can't solve.
2 megs? I don't know if we can afford that.
Well, you can afford dial-up, can't you?
Yes.
Well, broadband is the same price as dial-up. She'll be back up to speed in no time.
Oh, did you hear that, honey? You're going to be fine.
Yippee!
Hooked on going fast for less? Get hooked on Charter high-speed internet service. It's up to 50 times faster than dial-up and our fastest residential speed available. Charter takes you where satellite can't. Get broadband speed for the price of dial-up. Sign up now and pay $21.95 a month, plus free use of a modem for the first 3 months. Visit charter.com or call 1-888-GET-CHARTER and get hooked. Not available in all areas. Offer ends April 3rd, 2004. Call for details and restrictions.
So you're sitting there in your cubicle in front of your computer and look around and imagine. Instead of seeing miles of fabric-colored walls, imagine your new home surrounded by trees, looking down on a beautiful lake, and imagine it all inside the Metroplex at a price you can afford. Think it's too good to be true? Think again. And then click on the Lake Ridge icon on your computer right now to find out more about the greens at Tangle Ridge. It's a new premier golf community with one-acre home site starting at just $59.99, and it's spectacular scenery with towering trees, sparkling ponds and creeks, with no cube walls anywhere to be seen. Just click on the Lake Ridge icon on the screen right now to find out more, or call 888-218-1881. It's everything you don't have at work. It's secluded, private, with the space you deserve. You can even buy now and build later at the Greens at Tangle Ridge. Just 30 minutes from Dallas, Fort Worth, or DFW, click on the Lake Ridge icon now to find out more. 888-218-1881 or lakeridge.net.
The Ticket.
Ticket Ticker.
The Mavs come home to play host to the Houston Rockets at the AAC. Rockets allow only 84 points per game. That's the second-best defense in the NBA. And Don Nelson says that's because of Yao Ming.
Still a young player. I'm not saying he's not mistake-prone once in a while, but he is going to be so good with another year or two under his belt because he makes the pass, he makes his free throws. He's dominant. He's really getting a lot of paint catches. And Van Gundy's done an outstanding job with him in his development.
Tip-off is at 7:30 tonight. Pierre Turgeon, Scott Young, and Jason Arnett all had goals in the Stars' 5-1 win over the Avalanche. Jason Arnott had a hat trick in the game, but he was happier about the win.
Yeah, it is. It's frustrating. You know, you can't play every game like that. You're not going to outscore, especially that team, allow one goal. You know, they had an off night tonight, and we played pretty good, and, you know, you're going to have games like that.
Stars are unbeaten in 7 games at the AAC. And checking out the leaderboard at the Nissan Open, defending champion Mike Weir is in a tie for first with Shigeki Maruyama, both at 12-under for the tournament. Scott McCarron and Briney Baird are tied for second at 11-under. That would be third, rather. And then lone sole possession of fifth is John Daly. He is at 10-under for the tournament after shooting a 7-under 64. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 12:10 with the great Ty Walker. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to The Rant live from Ticket Stock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
AT&T Wireless and Texas Tickets present our Hummer Tickets Stock 2004 Roundtable, live on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 11 late, something. 53 on Sports Radio.
All righty. Sporty, sport, having fun.
Ticket stock is still going on, despite rumors that have been floating around the internet.
There's been no rumors floating around the internet. Now, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to begin our roundtables, and a couple of the hosts of that roundtable are with us. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Greg the Hammer Williams.
Hello, Gordo. How are you doing?
Fine. Now, Grego, I have to say, you were the hit of ticket stock last night.
I don't know about that.
No, I swear, you made the Time Waster show.
We failed for an hour and a half until you showed up.
The crowd got into it only when you started singing.
Did you have a few in you?
They were laughing at me.
Did you have a few in you? Is that the only way you actually started singing?
No, not really. I had a couple beers, but...
Had a little liquid courage in you?
I had a couple, but no, I wasn't sloshed.
And then you went on for another one. You got the taste of it. Couldn't stop.
Oh, you'll be back next time.
No, that was it.
First no, time. You did. You did so
first
wonderful that.
Yeah, we'll find out how good I do Monday when you break it down. Monday morning, you and Junior Miller.
And also joining us, as Grego just alluded to, Junior Miller, ladies and gentlemen, Craig Miller from the AM Ticket Morning Show.
Hello, Moto.
Lukewarm.
Don't call me Moto.
Hello, Moto.
Hello, Moto.
And how was your evening, Junior?
Good. Very good.
All right, let's go down the row here. What time did you get in
bed? Greg.
What time did you get in bed? Grego?
God, it was after 3.
Ooh.
Jeez.
Dave?
Probably 3:30.
Corby?
3.
Junior?
3.
Damn. I was in bed by midnight.
No, you weren't. You were at the
12:30,
bar.
Maybe 12:30.
You were out with all of us, and then you disappeared. I never saw you there. I saw you once, and then you were gone.
Well, yeah, because you were talking with all that little gaggle of honeys that you always have following you around.
Man, I can't help it.
What was that one guy's name? I didn't know. Steven? Steven.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, did you get tired and bail?
It was just so crowded. You couldn't get a drink, and it was just... It was too crowded.
Yeah, it was. Thanks to Ryan's band's popularity.
Yeah.
I guess.
So ticket stock will continue.
Who is
here
on the
just
first,
a moment.
Who is on
the
first
round table, you have Giorgio. Welcome, Giorgio.
Hey.
He's the leader of the round table.
Grego, Rhymes, and Junior.
Wow, all stars. All around.
Now heading to the autograph booth, I believe, is Corby.
I want to hear the story. Am I really?
No.
Oh.
No, in the autograph booth here at Ticket Stock at the Plano Center, Bob, Dan, and Norm.
Will you ask Mike how he got the name, the ticket, on this round table?
Yeah.
And how did you and George ever get a show going?
We'll take a segment and do
where'd you get the name, the Hammer?
Okay, now it's your turn for the round table, so we're leaving.
Are we still on?
Roundtable starts now. I think I told him to run a promo.
All right, George is the leader. So, George,
are we on the air?
This is The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger's.
I state your name.
I state your name.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to Ticket Stock 2004. With Liberty and Sports Radio 1310, the ticket for all.
Amen.
Hummer Ticket Stock 2004. Today at the Plano Center. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless, Texas Tickets, and Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Take off your shirt and paint Motorcycle Grego on your chest. It's a Hummer Ticket Stock 2004 Roundtable, presented by Home Depot and Miller Lite, live from the Plano Center on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
Am I leading this thing?
Yep.
So,
you're on. Hey, sports fans, welcome back to Ticket Stock. It's our first roundtable of the day. Now, this is voted on by the P1s. I'm George Dunham, along with Junior Miller from The Morning Show.
Hello, Moto.
And also with us is Grego and Rhines from The Hardline.
Hello, guys.
Greetings, boys.
Now, I see this as a four-man roundtable. I don't see the great Gordo on this list. Are y'all? That's why I'm not talking. You see him on there, Grego?
No, but then if he didn't sit up here with a headset on, he'd have to go mingle with the P1s he hates so much.
So, Ryan, it looks like we go mic off, don't we?
Looks that way. That's always an option.
Gordon will join you at 1:10 this afternoon. He'll be on from 1:10 to 1:50 with me, TV Tim, and Big Dick Hunter. So let's all look forward to that, shall we?
But in the meantime,
let's just carry on with the four-man roundtable. So what's up, Ryan?
Mic off?
Go mic off. Yeah, it worked. Look, the great Gordo's leaving the
well,
stage.
Well, we drove him out of here.
I think you need
That's
to go.
That's the first time in 10 years we've been able to drive him off a roundtable.
Usually mic off will do it. When you go mic off on him, that'll get rid of him.
Yeah?
He will give up.
Not with me. He never listens to me.
I think you should go mic off with me during this roundtable.
No, we got to talk to you. You've got to be here to talk to us. So how's everyone doing? Everyone recovered
wonderful.
From the big show last night?
Yes, wonderful.
And for those who are coming out to Ticket Stock today, we got a lot of great things scheduled for today. But I don't think we can equal last night in what was... That's stuff left over from the rant. Overall, a decent...
Why does Cat have to clean up their trash?
I don't know.
Isn't he in a position of authority around here?
You
because
would think.
If he doesn't, it doesn't get done.
You would think... But last night we had, I would say, a decent Time Waster show, but it did contain, within the Time Waster show, the greatest moment in Waster's history.
Oh, no doubt about
yes.
it. Yes. No doubt
Something...
about it. The seminal Time Waster's moment, if you weren't here for it, this will never be duplicated.
Something
no.
the P1s have waited for 10 years.
10 years, and they finally got it last night. Grego singing on stage.
That is so ridiculous.
Look, they're still going nuts about it.
Yeah,
after.
I can tell. They well, really are.
And it was
Look,
unrehearsed.
All I know is...
It was unrehearsed.
Yes, all I know is who got the biggest cheers.
Grego.
Yeah.
It brought the
no
house...
Doubt about-